Hi. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by our friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I was reading a story recently about a woman on a plane who took all her clothes off and then crapped right on the seat. And this was a big to-do. I'll tell you what the problem was. She was too hot. That's why she had to take all her clothes off and defecate. Those planes aren't climate controlled, but good news, your house is. And if you call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling, they'll make sure you never take off your clothes and crap right on your couch. That's a guarantee. That's their no crap couch guarantee. You call and ask for the no crap couch guarantee, and they'll say, yes, sir, / ma'am. We'll be right over. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Good afternoon. I'm Isaiah Jacob. In NFL news, the Cleveland Browns will reportedly hire Falcons defensive pass game coordinator Mike Rudenberg as defensive coordinator. He was hired over Browns linebackers coach Jason Tarver. This will be Rudenberg's first experience as a DC. Ohio State women's hoops moved to 10th in the AP poll after dropping yesterday's game to 20th-ranked Maryland, 76-75. The Buckeyes will visit number 23 Minnesota Wednesday at 8. The Miami Dolphins released Tyreek Hill in a flurry of roster moves that also include letting go of former Pro Bowl linebacker Bradley Chubb. This update was sponsored by Uber Eats. Uber Eats has a good deal waiting for you at Old Bag of Nails. Get a buy one, get one deal on burgers. On the app, terms apply. See app for details. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Monday, everybody. Oh, look who's here. Our friend Joshua Perry in the house once again. Thank you so much for being here, my man.
I'm glad to be back.
Oh, it's good to have you. Panama Ted, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, Mike.
Tress, how you doing?
Doing good, Mike.
All right, everybody is here. I just want to give a little shout out to our man Isaiah right there for update of the year. Here we go. Fantastic. Fantastic. And we are off and rolling.
I feel bad laughing because if I was sitting over there doing the updates,
it's what we
do. I don't think I could have done any better.
maybe at some point today or throughout the week. It has been a minute since, you know, my job role switched to doing this show full time. I have not been on the update desk nearly as much. I am always happy and able to fill in if it's in another day part, if needed, but we do have a lot of guys. Isaiah has done a marvelous job. He's been doing a lot of different tasks, too.
Sure.
He's been producing shows. He's been working on the weekends. He's climbing the ladder, you know, like we all do. Like, we all want that shot. So he's doing a nice job. But I have had two or three just disaster updates in my run. And you know what, though? I say that's out of thousands.
Sure.
When you do them every single day for a decade plus, and I vividly remember one of them was a day where I had no idea that I was even doing the updates.
Ah, caught you off guard.
It was like 257.
Surprised you.
It was 257, and Common Man and T-Bone's old producer, who we called Pork Chop, just comes and like walks halfway down the hallway, and he's like, Tim, are you coming down here? And like, I heard that, and I'm like, oh crap. And I'm like, that means, I'm like, why? It's part on me, right? But then there's part of you that was like, why isn't anybody looking to see who's doing the updates coming up in 5 minutes? I didn't know something, because Paul Keels would usually do the 3, 4, and 5 updates, but then when it gets into basketball season, everything's out of whack. He's got the Diebler show today, or he's traveling. So you got to like be conscientious to check the schedule. I went in there, man, and I just I just ad-libbed an update is all it was.
That's pretty
just
good.
Add topics in my head, and I probably got an incorrect score. I think I said something about the Jackets and Rangers. Like, that was a hell of a game yesterday, wasn't it?
I think that was one of my lines
on a Jackets game. That was a hell of a game, wasn't it?
Jeez. I've got a lot of respect for actual, like, media types, because when I did the rally, they were like, oh, we're not just going to have a host and we're not just going to have analysts. Like, everybody's going to have ownership in this show. So that meant, like, pre-show teases we would have to do. We would have to do promos and like tease to break. And sometimes you get an obituary. And so I would have to do all these different things. And my heart would just start racing because I'm like, I really only got one shot to do this. Like, you get to do the pre-show tease one time and then it's done. Like, you don't get to redo it. We're not taping it. Like, we're teasing to break. Like, if we got some really important stuff, a great guest coming up, you got one time to do it. So I get really nervous. I have a lot of respect for standing over there doing updates because you got to get the one take.
Yeah.
The one take's got to be great.
And I am a big proponent of doing them live, and just whatever happens, happens. if there's a specific reason why you got to tape it, if you got to run out and cover something, it's okay. We don't have to shed light on it, but huge fan of the live updates, and I know Mike is a big fan of them too, because then he can implement the fart noises and try to F with you while you're doing it.
that's
like trial by fire. When you start getting that treatment from him, that's when you know that you made it.
I don't want to make it. I don't want to make it.
When you know you have arrived and you have to just sort of roll with it. But we got a lot of good stuff to get to today. It was one of those odd weekends in sports where I was fine. I had a lot to do. I don't know if everybody did. I don't know how much the basketball fans enjoyed the NBA All-Star game and those festivities.
It was interesting.
It's another weekend where you don't have real football. You just have football topics that are going through your head. We'll talk a little bit about the Cleveland Browns coaching staff later this hour. We will have Foodgasm at 4:46. I had a great food weekend and a fantastic food week to look forward to later this week. So I'm excited about that. We'll honor some good, clean boys and girls later in this 3 o'clock hour as well. So we're going to do that. And we have a fun show. We'll talk some Buckeye football and some Buckeye hoops throughout the course of the 3 hours as well. And I, for one, college basketball is hitting, along with, if you see me on our YouTube feed, I'm decked out in my Pebble Beach gear because that was a perfect weekend to settle in and watch some golf mixed in with a little college hoops. And I enjoyed watching Scottie Scheffler just charge at the field. I don't know how into that you were or if you saw the update. This dude was tied for the lead yesterday.
Saw that.
Came out of nowhere. He shoots a 63. He's the clubhouse leader until guys like Minwoo Lee and Colin Morikawa, who is a great story. He seems like he's got a newfound perspective on his game and his life. He announced after Morikawa wins the event, and then announces right there in the interview with Amanda Baleonis that they're having a kid in a couple of months. That was like them announcing it to the public. He's like, we finally just first started telling our friends. So I figured I'd win this. And then
we'd let everybody know.
And then he's there like a regular guy and gal with his wife shopping in the Pebble Beach Pro Shop, which as you do, even if you're going there not to play the course, you stop by, go to the shops, maybe stop in one of the restaurants, have a bite to eat. And he's got the little bear with the Pebble Beach shirt. So that was a great weekend and a great tournament. Anytime I can watch golf being played at that cathedral, I am all for it. And I am open to more ideas on how we can get more big time golf there. I know they have the regular season event, but it's in February. If they can do something with the PGA Championship, where Rory had thoughts this week on that as a major and how it's lost its identity now that they bumped it up in the schedule, how you have the Masters, you have the US Open, which is the national championship, and then the Open Championship. The PGA needs something. If we can maybe get that, I don't know, because you like the US Open to be at Pebble Beach, or you like, yeah, you do. You like that tournament to be at Pebble every now and then, but something they could do to get more golf there, I think, would be outstanding.
I did not partake in the golf this weekend. I watched some of the highlights, some of the morning shows. And the one thing that you're saying outside of like, Scheffler is one of the most interesting athletes to watch because I feel like obviously is elite, and there's nothing relatable about that until you watch him actually swing. And it's, I just think it's funny. Like, his footwork is insane, and it's fun watching
right,
a guy who
yeah.
can dominate it, looking
it
like...
It doesn't look like there's a lot of, like, technical
no,
things with the footwork
like a
that
dude
a golf
who's
a swing
like,
instructor is going to tell you to try to emulate.
Everything
don't
that
try
you
that.
Would not want to do because you can't replicate it. It's like he does it. So I always get a kick out of that. The visuals are phenomenal, though. That is one
insane.
Thing I will say. It's
yeah.
it's ridiculous. Like, it's one of the most beautiful things to watch.
It's I got to go there on a perfect day. It was about 2 years ago in May, and I had the greatest day on that golf course. You'd like to think that I would have shot a much lower score with the conditions that I had, but I didn't. I double bogeyed all of the famous holes, the short par 3 7th out on the peninsula, the par 3 17th where Tom Watson had the famous chip in, and then the 18th, I put one into the Pacific on the par 5 18th green. But just standing on that tee box on 18 when they have the drones out there, like looking back on it, it is just amazing. And earlier the week, the weather was so savage, they'd show the aerial shot of 7, and it is just foam. All the water around the peninsula is just pure white, all those waves crashing up against the rocks. It was so pretty. And then of course Joshua, Buckeye basketball had their day in Nashville against Virginia, and look, it's been it was a pretty typical performance from what we've seen from Ohio State hoops this year, where they show you that they can play with somebody.
Right.
But this has been the thing for years now with this program, where they just can't seal the deal against a quality opponent, a ranked team. They still haven't gotten one all season.
Yeah, I've talked about it many times. They break my heart. And this was one of those games where I talked myself into the fact that they were going to pull it off. And it's actually Beamer's fault, because he came in here all confident on Friday. Oh, yeah, Ohio State's going to win tomorrow. And so I'm watching this.
He was pretty confident.
He was confident.
Yeah, he was pretty confident. I think he's just trying to be positive.
Sure.
I'm
done with that.
I understand it.
Not anymore.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I know.
And so
I know.
Here's the reality of the situation. The free throw disparity, I know people are going to talk about, that's a problem. But it's really frustrating to watch a team that can be close with good teams. And they've done it multiple times. But then you look at the box score, and you've got guys that are playing 34, 35. Bruce played 38, which he typically does. And you look at the other team, and they've barely got one guy who played over 30 minutes in the game. That's why you can't finish. Like, there's not enough that you can count on from your depth and from your bench. Those guys come in, they're not productive. And I think that's the thing that hurts the most, is you feel like you've got a top flight of guys that can get you close enough. But when it comes time to say we need to give these guys a spell, you're just not getting anything else, and that's tough to watch.
I'm not done talking about them, because there's a bunch of different areas where we can go, and the rest of the season for them starts tomorrow, a home game against Wisconsin, and then some other opportunistic type of games. But what everybody is thinking right now is, what's the difference if you can't win any of those big time games? We will discuss coming up here. Joshua Perry is in. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some slower traffic on northbound 71 on the north side from I-70 to 11th Avenue. And construction is causing a couple-minute delay on westbound 70 on the west side near Hilliard-Rome Road. This report is sponsored by Wendy's New Biggie Deals. Choose one of Wendy's New Biggie Deals at $4, $6, and $8. The new Biggie Deals are bigger and biggier than ever. For a pretty Biggie deal, gotta be Wendy's. U.S. price and participation may vary. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Back in the day, if you wanted to listen to the fan, you turned on the radio, and that was the end of the story.
But now, oh baby, stream us live on the Fan app.
TuneIn app, iHeart app, we're everywhere.
The Fan, Ohio's streaming destination.
And now?
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Could see a little bit of patchy lingering fog. Otherwise, we turn mostly cloudy this afternoon with highs in the low 50s. For tonight, partly cloudy overnight with lows in the upper 30s. And then for Tuesday, we are mostly cloudy and warmer as highs get into the mid to upper 50s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
This show features two Nicoles. One gives you useful traffic information. The other one yells, "What up, bitches?"
Who's ready to party?
Here's Man and Timmy.
Joshua Perry is in for Common Man. Yeah, man, I'm getting, as if you didn't already have a reason to be ultra concerned about where Buckeye men's basketball is going, another game like that this weekend. And I was talking to Adam King from 10TV about this, and he too is just remaining so positive through all of this.
He's a positive Polly. Okay.
I feel like I've tried a little bit, but they just can't, they're not good enough to win these games in the end. Like we feel like putting a feather in our cap over keeping the score close against some good teams this year. You kept it close on the road against Michigan for a while. You were there right in the end against North Carolina. You played a top 15 Virginia team, pretty tough. And I will tell you, like, I don't think if you check some of Virginia's, you know, basketball fan base about that one, I doubt any of them will say they're very thrilled with that performance.
Right.
I mean, they don't have a superstar kind of guy.
Sure.
But they did not shoot the ball well. I think their leading score was at 12 or 13 in that game. Okay, like you had Bruce completely pop off, and I feel so bad for Bruce.
Yeah, I do too.
That he's putting this team on his back. He's not getting the foul calls again. Like that was a thing.
Sure.
Absolutely. You want to have a gripe about that, but what are we going to do? What are we going to do about it right now? Sometimes you got to take matters into your own hands. And I'm sorry, but like a guy like Devin Royal, like when are you going to step up? When are you going to grow into that next point in your development where you're more consistent and able to help these guys? John Mobley's out of that game. There's no John Mobley. You don't have that assassin out there.
Right.
And even Mobley, he kind of had a nice 6-game stretch here where it looked like he made the turn and he was no longer Mr. Inconsistent, but he just had an off game. You don't know if he's going to, you know, knock down 5 threes anyway. You need a guy like Devin Royal to always be there for you.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Like the point about Bruce and how hard he plays and what he does for that team and feeling bad about him, I'm right there. And the thing I appreciate about him is like he's never going to show that, right? Like he's probably got some frustrations that he's not really going to show to us. This to me is and I mentioned it, like the depth is an issue. And you are already down one of your starters, so that doesn't help. But this is already a flawed roster as well. You mentioned some of the inconsistencies. I look at a 7-footer who's not a great rebounder. Like, that to me is a problem. Like, they're
oh, yeah. When is Tilly going to give you more than 3 rebounds?
At some point, it's got to happen. You're 7-foot. Like, you have to be able to come down with more rebounds. That's not even a talent thing. Like, that's a just go up and get the damn ball kind of thing. And so, for me, I look at this team, and for all the people that want to be positive, like, more power to you. This is a story I feel like I've seen in the past. And I would rather be a little bit more realistic about it, where it's not all bad. As we mentioned, they can get you close in some of these games against really good teams, but they're just not there. I don't think that they're going to all of a sudden flip a switch and be able to turn some of these losses into wins. It's just not a well-constructed team at this point, and we got to call it for what it is.
Look, man, being positive about where you are with this record, generally speaking, you're not running for the hills with a record like this late in the Big Ten season.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I also think you look at the Big Ten teams that the Buckeyes have beaten, and there is a lower floor this year in the conference than there have been in a lot of years. Like, we've seen that floor go way up, sure, right? It used to be where you went to Nebraska, and it's certainly not this year, right? Nebraska's awesome. You'd want that. But that was an automatic win or two, like when they came in. Northwestern was an automatic pair of wins.
Right.
Penn State was an automatic pair of wins.
Yep.
Like, and Thad Matta would feast on that, right? And that's, and Thad also would beat really good teams. That's why you had all the championships, both tournament championships, Big Ten regular season championships, and runs in the tournament. So again, like, he would feast on those bottom feeders, and then he would get, you know, at least half or some years more than half of the really good Big Ten teams, and then you'd be competing for a championship. Now this year, it's been lower, and you've really had, I think, an opportunity to pounce, but still Ohio State has not been able to grab any of those wins against the upper echelons.
Yeah, it's a frustrating thing to watch. It's the word that I keep coming back to. And once again, we can talk about being close. We can talk about how that feels.
Yeah, I don't want to talk. I don't want to be close.
I don't either.
I want to win. You can talk about being close.
I've seen them win. That's the thing that bothers me. You just mentioned Thad Matta and what he did. I remember watching when it wasn't like, oh yeah, you know what, we're close. Like, we're almost. No, I remember when they were there. That's what I want to be back to.
Well, it's getting harder and harder to remember.
Yeah,
that's the problem. And if you have had, you know, with a basketball program, again, I am not demanding that you even have to make the NCAA tournament every single year. I understand people that will say that, but I know if you're going to, you know, splurge and take some shots, maybe your class gets depleted, or you have a really hot year in the portal because you are spending and you're taking some chances. Now, I think they took chances on guys that were unproven last year, and it really bit them, where Bradshaw was a disaster. Sean Stewart wasn't any good. Those were five-star high school kids that got to their first stop in college basketball, and they did not blend in with that program at all. And those guys were like, yeah, you can, the exit door is right over there.
Right.
Like, you're going to go to Ohio State, go wherever. That's fine. You're not our problem anymore. But you can't say that about this program that hasn't been to the NCAA tournament in X amount of years. They haven't made a Sweet 16 since, what, 2013 under Thad Matta? Like, that's how long it's been since some of these basic benchmarks are hit for what you need to be a consistent top 25 program. It is, of course, not there yet. So I don't think anybody should stop criticizing or looking at these problems until it's not a problem anymore, and it still is.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that, and we'll talk about it later on in the show, but there was a conversation about, you know, NIL and how much that plays a factor into it. And I totally get where if the numbers aren't with some of the top competitive teams, that's fine. That's fine. You have been close enough with the way that you're constructed. Like, there has to be a way that you can flip some of those into wins.
Some of the games.
Right.
Yeah.
There has to be a way where, as Ohio State, anything, period, you have to be competitive nationally. You have to make the tournament. Right? Like, the infrastructure is already supposed to be there. You're supposed to have as some of the best coaching. You're supposed to be well-resourced from facilities, from training, from nutrition, all the way down. Right? Like, everything that you are supposed to do should be elite enough to make it into the tournament. And the idea that we're going to go another year doing the, well, are they going to be in, are they going to be out, and having watched them not make it, like, that's a real issue.
Right. Yeah. I'm with you, Joshua. This was a year where I was giving credit to the work that was done in the offseason. I know it wasn't like a grand slam when you talk about the transfer portal, sure. But again, I'm taking everything into consideration. I don't like it. It needs to be better. I'm not going to rest or stop talking about it until we give this program the resources that it flipping deserves. This is Ohio State. You should never just sit back and be cool with, oh, you know, there's another year where we're just fighting for the bubble. You can fight for, you can fight on the bubble line sometimes, but again, when we're trying to get back to a standard, you need to have some years where you're a lock from start to finish.
That's
baby.
What it needs you're, to feel like.
You need to have a year where you wake up in November and you're already a lock to make the tournament.
Haven't
because
felt that
you're that confident in your team
time.
And your guys. And
haven't
Bruce,
felt that.
Bruce is, he's got a chance to be the all-time leading scorer.
Sure.
He could be the all-time leading scorer in Buckeye basketball history. He could break Hobson's record if it shakes that way, if he gets enough games, and he could not play in the tournament. It's egregious. It's egregious. And clearly they're a bubble team at best this year. That's all it's going to be. I hope to God that they get in, because tournament basketball, even as a bubble team and just squeaking in, is better than not being in there. So you can punch that ticket and see where it goes.
See where it goes.
Give yourself a
really
chance.
Tough place. I don't like the, well, let's hope that we can squeak in and see what happens.
I don't like
that,
it either.
That bothers me. It bothers me. I
hate it. But this is our team. This is our team, February 16th.
I'm on the opposite side of this. I would rather not watch the squeak in and see what happens.
You're going to T-Bone Town.
I'm out. We're done. I'm not even turning on the tournament. I'm turning the page to spring football. Like, that's where I'm going to be.
If they're a first four team in Dayton, you're boycotting.
I can't put myself through it. My blood pressure is going to be through the roof.
What if they're an 11 seed in the real field? If they're one of the last teams in the real field.
Because I'm a sucker, you could probably talk me into that.
Yeah.
But if we're watching last four, I can't.
The first four is going to be, would be rough.
I can't watch a first four. My brain will swell. My blood pressure will be so high. It's just too much for me to handle.
It will be. I want you to go through it with us. Anyhow, this was Diebler today. Give me something good about John Mobley and his injury status. I mean, when you say out indefinitely, I'm not going to hope for him playing tomorrow, but here's what he said on the radio show today on The Fan.
We're really confident in that. You know, as far as exactly when that is, we don't know yet, but I think everything's moving according to plan. He's working really hard to get back out there as fast as he can. But as far as an exact date, we don't have that part yet.
Yeah, that was the response. He's hopeful that he comes back this season, as it said in the statement. So no real update there on John Mobley. And again, for a team that's fighting tooth and nail anyway to get in, to lose their shooter like that, where Bruce Thornton does not have a lot of help as far as running mates.
Tough.
It is a major concern right now for the Hopes. One of our favorite college basketball coaches. I know you love this guy too. Completely lost it this weekend. We've got audio in 2 minutes. Joshua Perry is in. It's Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some slower traffic on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt between US 23 and 71, and you're going to hit another delay due to an accident that's on eastbound 70 on the east side after Livingston Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
One has pizza sauce for blood. The other is Rachel Maddow. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
My God, I've got some compelling audio for you in just a minute from a coach completely losing his mind. But I want to tell you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. We as guys, we know how important the sack time is in a relationship. It's major. It's big, right? You're just hoping to pump those numbers up here in 2026. Once you have kids, once life starts getting in the way, maybe the dreaded ED steps in and puts a little block on you. That's erectile dysfunction. That's no good. That's no good at all. But our friends at Tri-State Men's Health, they are experts at dealing with ED. If you remember that first time you failed to perform in the bedroom, maybe you laughed it off like it was no big deal, but that's wrong. It is. Don't do that. Take it seriously. Go see them. Call them at 800-900-9654 or go to tristatemenshealth.com. Start taking a look around. You'll see how they have two lovely locations right here in Central Ohio. Easy to get to. That first visit is $99. You get the consult. You get the TMPSA test. If medically advised, you get the dose. And if that doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. They're all experts there. And if you're like a lot of men, you could be doing it the day after your appointment. Maybe in the car. I don't know.
Wow.
Right after. You'll just have to see if you're lucky. All right, so back by popular demand is Maniac head basketball coach of the Green Bay Phoenix, ex-radio host Doug Gottlieb. How about Doug?
How about him?
He just gave up the radio show, I believe, in December of 2025 to focus fully on his college basketball team. And
they're going to be a head coach of a collegiate program, but I'm also going to host a radio show.
It was impossible for them not to improve off of last year. I think they won four basketball games. They're still not good. They're just hovering around 500 basketball team, but they had a tough loss this weekend, went right down to the wire, and Green Bay's on the losing end. And Doug Gottlieb was just fed up with how this was officiated in the second half, in the final minutes, for how his team wasn't getting called. I mean, Jake Diebler did not even go close to this.
Sure.
About the officiating disparity in the Buckeyes' 4-point loss to Virginia this weekend. But because an AI voice already attached itself to Doug Gottlieb, I felt he kind of had the Kermit the Frog thing anyhow. So here is Doug Gottlieb upset about his loss this weekend in the voice of Kermit the Frog. Here we go.
I need the league to explain to me why I got a technical foul when I did not curse, I was not demonstrative, I did not leave my box. All I said was, that's the same play as the other end. K, all we ask is that there's a fair game. That's what we ask. K, CJ O'Hara goes and gets an offensive rebound. Their player dives at his legs. CJ gets called for a foul. I need Donnie at the league and the new commissioner explain to me the disparity in the officiating. That's what I need. I got no problem with their team, their staff. They played hard. I need somebody to explain to me how, including every time we touch them, it's a foul in the second half. The last play of the game, just to get the ball, they're grabbing us and holding us. If you're not calling that, that's fine. You had the exact same play at both ends in the last play of the game. The exact same f***ing play. The exact same play.
Dear God, Kermit. Wow. Lose it there.
I love that you
could hear Kermit slamming on the desk.
Gosh, watching that
really
video
passionate
earlier was hilarious because he does the hand slam on the table and then the mic tips over. So then he's fumbling trying to readjust the microphone so he could continue to yell.
I want to make sure that this audio gets picked up by the people that I need to hear it. So I got to make sure I don't get too pissed to not break the recording device.
I mean, so I know everybody's got an opinion, probably not a great one, about Gottlieb. I worked with him when I was at Stadium.
Oh, and you did?
I did.
I forgot that he...
Yeah, so he and Jeff Goodman did a show together.
That's right.
We were all digital, so it would stream. And most of the time, they were both remote. He was in the office every once in a while. Wouldn't say I was the biggest fan of his presence, but they were generally remote. And one of the things that bothered me was how he would do this show. It bothered me about the company as well, is why I'm, you know, there was a reason that I don't work there anymore. But he would do this show from his car some days, like video feed up in the car. You could see him in the car.
I swear I've commented, I mean, maybe not on social media, yeah, but we discussed that on a show.
Dude,
it is ridiculous what they're putting on. And in some outlets would actually put that on TV.
Yes, it was
a show.
It was on the TV channel. Like, if you had a smart TV, you could get like the Stadium app like you do with all these other apps, and you could watch him from inside a car. There was one show that he did from inside a barbecue restaurant. What are we
with
doing?
With noise and chatter and,
you know,
glasses clanking in the background?
And plates clanking in the back.
He's got barbecue sauce all over his face.
There was probably barbecue sauce stuck to the bottom of his phone.
Has that he was recording hair, off of. All I over mean, his shirt.
And so, just ridiculous. Like, could not take that seriously. And then, of course, was like, I'm going to become a college basketball coach, but also I'm going to still be a radio host. So, like, whole thing.
No. And foolish to think that you could do both those things.
And now he's just...
I know you're just at Green Bay, but that's fine. Like, you got to start somewhere. It's in the Horizon League. There's some really, really quality basketball coaches at all levels of the game. It sure all matters if you get a chance, dude, and you get to prove what you can do. Like, you weren't going to go straight to Oklahoma State and right coach your alma mater.
Right.
I hate hearing stuff like that. I hated to see the look in Ryan Clark's eyes
right
when Stephen A. Smith even suggested that he should get a call for the interview. I'm like, Ryan, don't you try to agree with that statement with your eyes. You know that's ridiculous. You can't do that. You got to coach somewhere. Before you can get to a place.
But I'll say this. I think what he tried to do at the beginning of his tenure there at Green Bay was disrespectful to both professions, because you know how difficult it is to try to get into this profession and to be on air every day, and how much effort and focus and energy it takes to work into that.
You're mailing it in.
Likewise, it doesn't to matter, become a coach.
It doesn't matter how long you've done it, too,
no,
because that's probably an ego there thinking, like,
it's crazy.
I've been in the media for a long time.
Oh, I could do this.
You're either putting it on other people. It'd be right like me forcing Ted to come up with my own thoughts for me for an entire show. I mean, he actually does that to
an
extent.
Or you're just not doing a good show.
I steal his
right
thoughts,
like,
and all that.
It's either somebody else is doing all the work so you can have a decent show, or you're just not. And then the flip side of that is, coaching is one of the hardest, most competitive industries to get into. There are quality coaches that can't even catch a break. And here you are like, well, this is going to be a side hustle to the hustle I was already doing.
I agree, man.
That pissed me off bad.
Do you think AI Kermit the Frog just sits there and writes itself? Do you think I just hit enter onto a keyboard and then that's done?
I don't know, but
it doesn't do it by itself. This was the one that sort of got Gottlieb on this show's hit list, and that was, I don't know all the context, but I've heard them play this over and over through the years, and Mike's not even here right now for me to ask him, but you'll hear like a question and then a short answer, question, short answer, and it's just, you're doing an interview. You've agreed to come on a radio station. If you didn't want to do it, then just say that. Say I'm not doing it. It wasn't a paid thing.
If Northern Iowa beats Michigan State this weekend, would you consider that to be an upset?
No.
Is that just because you think Northern Iowa's that good, or because the injury problems that Michigan State is having?
Both.
I have no idea why I had to go that way. Ridiculous. Just don't do it if it's not worth your time. That would be better. But as far as like him blowing up there, you know, a little bit of passion after a game, going crazy, slamming on the desk. You're trying to fight for your team. They're 15-13 now. That was a big game for them, because I'm looking at the Horizon standings. Wright State, baby.
Uh-oh.
The Ohio school,
love
man.
That.
They're 17-10. The Raiders. They're 12-4, 17-10. Green Bay dipped to 10-7 with that loss. So if they were on a three-game win streak, if they would have won their fourth straight against Milwaukee, so that was the Green Bay-Milwaukee game.
Ooh.
Where it happened, so big rivalry.
Yeah,
they would have been in a nice position. So
it's more a big loss for them. Messenger versus message thing, right? Like, I appreciate when coaches can get like that too. I just don't appreciate when that specific coach gets like that.
Oh, I I get it. I totally get it. I want to talk about some good, clean boys and girls. That's next. Joshua Perry is here. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident that's blocking the left lane on southbound Alum Creek Drive at East Main Street. Emergency crews are on scene there, causing some holdup. And there's a couple-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side from 670 to 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at OhioBasementAuthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Get enough of your favorite fan content? Good news, we're on all the digitals. Follow 971 The Fan on X, Facebook, YouTube, The Talk, and Gram. Your digital home for endless shenanigans. The Fan.
Social. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Thing about the fans contest, how to win, or what's up for grabs, check out 971thefan.com. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
The number one show on Publio's Spotify rap list. It's Common Man and Timmy.
Joshua Perry is hanging out with us here today. Common Man and Timmy are brought to you by our good friends at Hinderer Motor Company. You know, we had a good, clean boy have a nice birthday today. Wishing a very happy, 38th or 39th birthday to one Tyvis Powell.
Tyvis, my guy.
My guy, too.
Drinking some lemonade or some Welch's to celebrate today.
Some country time lemonade.
As a good, clean boy
who nice does not cold consume glass
liquor.
I respect him for that.
I respect Tyvis for a lot of reasons. And we joke, a lot of joking that goes on. I join for a few minutes every Monday with T-Bone and Tyvis. And he's been one of my closest friends since we got to Ohio State. Just an awesome guy. So I hope he is celebrating, having a ton of fun, enjoying his family. I'll probably pop by and bring him a bottle of Welch's hand-delivered from his homie.
Is that what he really likes? We never talked much about the Welch's, grapefruit juice.
We know he's a big lemonade guy, strawberry lemonade. He's probably got a ranking, much like Jimmy's got his pretzels in all these different arenas, right?
I know. Jim's crazy. Jim Jackson has an addiction to crappy arena pretzels.
Which is fine.
Tyvis, it is fascinating.
Probably has a ranking system of his different lemonades, but we'll bring him, the Welch's carbonated juice, basically, that comes in the champagne bottle. That's what I'll bring him.
Yeah, I mean, he's not really the biggest soda guy. He doesn't like brown soda.
Doesn't
like his colas.
Yeah, doesn't like cola.
And this is where
we'll mix grenadine in his lemonade all day long. Like, what are we doing?
It's the inconsistencies with Tyvis about the diet and sugar intake is part of why I love him and part of what makes him fun. How, you can't tell the difference between a Pepsi and a Coke, but no difference because it's a brown soda and he's not going to mess around with that. But I'll just crush a you know, 65 gram sugar lemonade.
Get him one of the big ones from Raising Cane's, right?
Like, oh, that
it's see, delicious.
That's a good.
It is. Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A, Raising Cane's, yes. Those like fresh squeeze lemonades.
My God, with the pulp. I like the pulp.
With the little bit of the pulp.
Yeah, but it gives you that.
Little bit of the pulp is good.
You know it's fresh when you've got the pulp.
I think a Simply Lemonade is fantastic.
I like Simply.
Or a Simply Limeade.
Sure.
You ever do the Limeade?
I do like
or
the Limeade.
Do like a lemon, get the lemon and the lime and like mix them together a little
bit. Ooh, just
man, it's like a citrus explosion.
A little mixologist.
Oh my God. Then you throw a little splash of the vodka in there.
Well,
and you got yourself a nice little Beau Bishop drink, but Tyvus is not doing that. And that
adults,
does make him very good and clean.
Oh man.
He probably doesn't even smoke a cigar, does he?
I've never seen him.
No way.
Yeah.
No.
He probably has though. I think he's probably smoked a cigar. I know for a fact he's never had a cigar.
And that's okay. That's okay.
You don't inhale.
No, you don't inhale at all. So I did have another good clean boy from the weekend to honor. You saw the Miami Redhawks stayed unbeaten. They got the job done over the Ohio Bobcats down at Millette, down in Oxford, and the story keeps going. Well, see, this makes it fun. Now the ride is going to be even more fun to the finish line for their fans. And for any of us that would like to see a 40-something-year-old coach wearing nothing but a Speedo, Travis Steele, who used to be at Xavier, now he's been the Miami Redhawks head coach and is enjoying this 25-0 start, he was on College Game Day, and he told Reese Davis that he is committed to wearing a Speedo and being hoisted in the air while making a swimming motion at the team's NCAA Tournament Selection Sunday watch party, if and only if we finish the regular season undefeated and win the MAC tournament. Steele said, done. It's done. Yes. I think we know where one of our cameras will be on Selection Sunday. Reese Davis then joked, I think that's a good idea. Anything that you can do to add a little layer on top of some fun that's already being had, I think is outstanding.
Travis Steele sounds like a name of somebody who wears a Speedo professionally. So I'll get that out of the way.
It's a pretty solid name, isn't it?
It feels like a
Steele Chambers, but it's pretty good.
Strong.
Yeah,
I'm here for the motivation factor that comes from this. I am not here for actually seeing this. Like if he goes undefeated, they win the conference tournament. Like, do you actually want to see him in a Speedo, hoisted up by his team, doing a swimming motion?
Well,
is that something that you actually want to see?
I mean, I think you do.
I don't think you do.
I think you do because of now what's attached to it.
No, so
now,
I think you want to see that accomplishment.
Now it kind of goes hand in hand.
I don't want to see him do that.
We get this thing. I know it's not like, you know, you're going to get Sydney Sweeney to come.
I don't care. I'm done with her. She's overexposed.
No. Don't. Let's not be done.
I don't care to see her.
I didn't want to, you know, elicit a negative comment about Sydney Sweeney. I was mainly throwing her out there like that would be even more awesome than seeing Travis Steele.
It would be better than Travis Steele for sure, but I don't care to see
there to
either
facility.
One of them.
It's great. No, I mean, it's fine. It's just a little funny moment that will happen.
I guess. I don't know if I'd laugh. I don't think I'd laugh. It's not funny.
Even if he's got a dad bod, that's kind of the point of it. It might not look the best
to see the accomplishment. I don't think I need to see coaches in Speedos.
He's 44 years old.
Sure.
He's a regular looking white dude.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine.
He's pretty regular looking. I'm sure he doesn't have a ripped up chiseled six pack of abs. No, there's probably not a chance for that.
I don't know. I love the accomplishment. I love what's attached to it.
Who is a coach?
He should keep the sweatpants on.
Who is a coach out there that would pull off the Speedo?
So
it would actually be okay.
We've had
if
this
you
discussion
saw him in that Speedo
in football terms with people that I've worked with. We came to the consensus that the NFL is a much more handsome version of football than college football.
NFL better than
coaches,
college, huh?
Head
but
coaches
there's, more, there's many
are generally
more opportunities
better
in
looking.
College,
right?
There's hundreds and hundreds
but
of them.
It kind of goes to this idea that like successful people are more handsome on average than.
But you can be a major success in college football.
I'm not saying that you can't.
It's not like it's some chump league
because
making 10 million a year here.
The consensus that was come to that is that NFL, generally more handsome. Marcus Freeman is the pinnacle of what you want your coach to look like.
There you go.
And that's a college coach.
There you go, Marcus Freeman.
So if he did the thing, I think people would, but he shouldn't do it either. You're a coach. Keep your shirt on. Keep your pants on.
I'd want to see Thad Matta in a Speedo.
What about Biff Poggi?
Just at this juncture. Oh, Poggi?
Biff Poggi.
The old big boy what that if was there he for said, Michigan for a second?
Yeah, what if he said,
baby.
Hey, you know what? If we beat Ohio State this year and we somehow backdoor our way into the college football playoff, I will be there with a Speedo on.
I will wear Borat's thong. Full body piece thong.
Yuck.
The strings that go around the shoulder that cover the nips and straight up the ace.
Oh, terrible. Terrible, and you know what? Terrible.
He'll do January of a calendar, and Charlie Weiss, ex-coaches, can be the December for that year.
I know good a lot bookends. Of people who have run in the same circles as Charlie Weiss, and they said he is as big of a slob as he looks. Like, he would be in the quarterback meeting room, and he would just have, like, potato chip crumbs on his sweater because that's just who he was. And he never wore shoes. They said he would just have his feet out, and they smelled bad.
All right, from a good, clean boy there to a dirty, rotten cheat, I'm disgusted to tell you about what's happened, and that's next. Joshua Perry is here. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Things are moving a little slow on westbound 670 from 71 to 3rd Street. And there's a couple-minute holdup on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 East Split and Livingston Avenue. This report is sponsored by BHM CPA Group. Tax season made simple. Thousands trust BHM CPA Group for accurate, affordable, IRS-compliant 1040 filing. File today and maximize your return at bhmcpagroup.com. Because BHM CPA Group simplifies the complex. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Isaiah Jacob. Some breaking news out of Cleveland as Brown safety and former Buckeye Ronnie Hickman was assaulted in the lobby of a New York City hotel early this morning. Hickman was treated for minor injuries at an area hospital after the incident, but according to a report by the New York Post, a dispute broke out after Hickman was approached by four people in the lobby around 4:30 a.m. In other Browns news, Cleveland will reportedly hire Falcons defensive pass game coordinator Mike Rutenberg as defensive coordinator. This will be Rutenberg's first experience as a DC. In other NFL news, the Miami Dolphins released Tyreek Hill in a flurry of roster moves that also includes letting go of former Pro Bowl linebacker Bradley Chubb. This update was sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss with a 98% customer satisfaction rating and thousands of five-star reviews. The choice is clear. Awaken180weightloss.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
If the authorities looked at their Instagram accounts, they'd be arrested immediately.
Daddy, what are you doing?
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Wonderful job, Isaiah. You know, I did find some ancient audio just here in the last 30 minutes, Joshua. So momentarily, I'm not above listening to some old embarrassing audio. So if you would like to hear one of those Sports Center examples that I told you about last hour, I will have that. I will have that for you. Did you see this? So there's nothing worse in my eye than dirty, rotten cheaters. I will gladly rather lose with dignity than be caught cheating. And that goes, I don't understand why that is even that big of a thing. The whole, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying mentality. Some sports, it has just become the way. where you got to do it, where steroids takes over. You look at what cycling was, and then we found out that, you know, once good, clean boy Lance Armstrong, who battled back from cancer, was just shooting up with all the rest of them.
Man.
For all those yellow shirts or yellow jackets or yellow jerseys that he won,
sure,
winning the Tour de France. Disgusting.
Had us all fooled.
Disgusting. So we go to the mean, rigid sport of curling.
Okay.
Now, controversy is hanging over Canada's women's curling team.
Uh-oh.
You might have heard that this was an issue with the men's team, where Sweden,
yes,
was out there like getting in their faces, uh-huh, accusing the Canadian men of double touching the stone, and they had a big problem with that. Well, now, some more video. Our friend Adam King of 10TV retweeted this. It's like a couple million views on the tweet that he put out there. I don't understand how he's doing that, but you can see it right there where the woman releases the stone. Mm-hmm. She's in the crouching tiger, hidden dragon pose as she's heading off down the middle of the ice. Got the, you know, the sight line. The eyes are looking right down there to the end of the runway. She lets go of the stone, and you can see a like little double tap of the fingertip, which is, I guess, I don't know if that's a thing you do without even realizing. If it stabilizes the stone, that's what people who,
sure,
claim cheating will say.
I mean,
that it's intentional.
You would have to assume. I mean, every little bit counts when you're trying
tiny bit.
Yeah.
They're very, very articulate, and they're exact about where they're putting those stones.
I mean, have you
talked about... It's impressive to watch, the strategy.
When they're talking about the line and where they actually want to, like, throw this, like, they're so into it.
Yes.
And
the way you turn,
sure,
the handle, too, is going to put some different type of
all
rotation
of it matters
on that stone.
All of it matters. This feels systemic for Canada. Men and women.
And for Canada.
I thought they were supposed to be nice.
Where's your respect for the game?
Man.
Both Canadian curling teams have been accused of the same infraction, double touching the stone or touching it again after the release. As a result, both countries and their respective Olympic committees have asked that the women's team call for the rules violation during Saturday's match versus Switzerland, even though they did lose 8-7. Officials stopped play there, ruling that Rachel Homan touched her stone again after releasing it.
Wow.
The stone was removed from the sheet, stunning Canada's skip. I guess the only thing to be known here is, what will the Olympic Committee say about this? Or is this just seen to be a minor infraction? That's what I don't know. Like, if this is something that really, if it's out of hand and you do it like a certain number of times, could you be disqualified from the Olympics, or could you forfeit an entire like end or the actual match? How would that work?
I think,
or is it
whole,
just something where the stone comes off and then you're behind the eight ball for the rest of this match?
I think the whole Canadian curling enterprise needs to be investigated.
I think so too.
You got both sides doing this. I mean, we're looking at a real issue here.
I think death penalties should be in order.
Put this on to jail, huh?
This is definite jail, possible death. This is just something that should not be allowed.
What do you think the process is like to become an official for curling? You know, like,
I think a lifetime of hard work and dedication.
I mean,
I believe
we've all asked the question, like, how do you figure out that you're given the skill? How do you figure out that, you know, some of these, you know, skeleton and luge and all that kind of stuff? The question becomes to me, how the hell do you figure out this is something you actually want to officiate? Like, you want to judge.
Right. So you're saying it's one thing
to participate,
that you figure out how you're good,
right,
at some of these sports.
Right.
I think I saw Le'Veon Bell had a great tweet. Did you see this tweet from Le'Veon? He's watching some Winter Olympics and he says, I think a lot of these Winter Olympic sports just evolved from people daring each other. I thought that was great.
It's what it feels like.
It does, hey, right?
You
like,
hey, man, I'm gonna
ride
go
down that sled,
yeah,
head first.
Take this sled with this Home Alone style sled, yeah, with runners, and I'm gonna go down this hill like that. You know, Mikey, that's not even a snowy hill. That's just solid ice. Yeah, man. And there's a highway down at the, yep, bottom of it. I'm gonna shoot off that highway. Then it kind of turns into some kind of bobsled run,
sure,
there. We're gonna try to catch that, carve it all the way down to the bottom. See who can do it the fastest.
I mean,
without dying, of course.
It's what it feels like. But I'm curious how all the ancillary people have figured out what their roles are within that sport. Like, there's probably somebody who is an official or a judge for one of these sports
that has never participated, but they've just found so much beauty in uplifting that sport that they want to officiate or judge it.
Well, you had to have participated.
Are you sure?
I'm not sure, but I mean, if I'm going to go in and become a referee, like if I was going to start reffing, now I would never do that, right? Because everybody hates referees, and why would you want to put yourself through that kind of indignity? But I would probably ref basketball because I know the most about that game. I know the most about the rules, and I didn't play it at a high level, but right. I played lots of basketball games throughout my childhood, and I found out that I wasn't the best at it. So then I would maybe morph into having an eye for the game and having to call it the right way. So you had to at some point play it.
There's just
maybe in a beer league. We have the Columbus Curling Club right here in town.
Okay, so show you out there me the lanes. Columbus Skeleton Club.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. Like, some of these things are a little bit obscure.
You could be the one. Although we'd have to build an Olympic park.
Well, first,
we could do that.
I mean, that could be.
Does anybody have any funds? Hey, then we'd be right here, yeah. Ready. Forget about Salt Lake, Columbus, Ohio.
That's right.
It got pounded with snow here.
Sure.
You put the Alpine up at Mad River.
That's right. We could do it.
We could do it. We can throw tubing. We can throw snow tubing into the Olympics. We talk about dares that have gotten out of hand. I mean, we got the lift. It'll take your tube right up there, shoot you back down.
Yeah.
We can time that. We can have a solo, two-man, four-man.
I'm just going to say that I don't think everybody out there with a whistle or a flag has participated in these sports firsthand.
All right. You want to hear some embarrassment right here? This was... I don't know what year this was, and we can gather by some of the stories that are being discussed, but started off the show, top of 3 o'clock, our man Isaiah didn't have the best SportsCenter update run ever. We call people on everything around here, so why not go back to an awful one that I once did? This is me out of breath on the update desk, part one, because it would happen again, too. Here you go.
This is Sports Radio 97.1 FM, SportsCenter.
Good evening, I'm Tim Hall, getting ready for some hockey tonight. You'll get the Columbus Blue Jackets just a couple games away from getting to 500. They will take on the New York Rangers today in New York. Yes, coming up here at 6:45, your coverage on The Fan. Puck drop will be at 7 o'clock. That one will be an interesting game for sure. College football, Mack Brown getting ready to coach Texas in the Alamo Bowl against Oregon. He says his job situation has not changed. He also said he's still looking forward to meeting with President Bill Powers and Athletics Director Steve Patterson to the NFL. Good one tonight for Thursday Night Football. The Chargers are in Denver to take on the Broncos.
Are you out of breath? Do you need a second?
On NFL Network.
I'll just talk for a second.
I am completely out of breath.
What were you doing, running down the hall?
Running down the hall. Printer is out of paper. Can't get a sound bite in.
All right.
Absolute total train wreck. Robert Griffin III for the Redskins. They say, guys, that he's going to be the starter coming into next season as well. This update brought to you by...
All right, that's good enough. A little RG3 story at the end.
The pauses. It was hilarious. Like, you're out of breath. Obviously, that's rough. But the pauses didn't even make sense. You would be like mid-sentence.
Of course they didn't make sense. I had no wind.
No, but like after a period would be a great time. After a comma would be a great time.
I couldn't get to the comma. I would have liked to have.
Oh my gosh.
I would have liked my guy to maybe have a soundbite for me to save my life. Like throw me a raft or throw me a lifeline.
Said, but you know
need
what?
Me to talk?
I respect not having a lifeline thrown because I would like to watch somebody wiggle and die like that just the same.
You guys are
that wouldn't have been terrible. That wouldn't have been Teddy. That would have again been Pork Chop, I think. He's just staring at me, just watching me wilt.
That is hilarious. That is so funny.
Yeah, that was some of my best work right there. I've got some college football realignment news, and it makes a lot of sense. Okay? That's right. Coming up. Joshua Perry is here. It's Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some holdup due to an accident that's blocking two lanes on westbound 5th Avenue at 670. Traffic is only getting by in the left turn lane. And we've got a slowdown on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt from US 23 to 71. This report is sponsored by Mattress Firm. Score major deals on top brands at Mattress Firm's President's Day sale. Find your dream mattress today. Their sleep experts are highly trained to find the right one to fit your unique needs. They make sleep easy. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ice. Whether you have the right chef to prepare that meal is still the biggest question.
Do you have Bobby Flay, Rachel Ray,
stupid sandwich?
Rothman and Ice. Weekdays at noon.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus.
The Fan.
Hello. I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Now, the fog may stick around overnight into the Tuesday morning rush hour across central Ohio. Low temps in the middle 30s overnight. Tuesday, high temps middle 50s, turning partly to mostly cloudy with about a 20% chance of a rain shower. Wednesday, we bust out into the middle 60s for high temperatures with about a 50 to 60% chance of rain showers. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Timmy wants you to know that he's fingering his dry snacks. Whatever the hell that means. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I got some crazy college football realignment to share with you, but I was wondering if I could get your take on this, Joshua, and you too, Teddy. Joshua Perry is in for us this week, so that's awesome. We're excited about that. I'm watching, as you can see me, if you ever flip on the show on YouTube, it's always there that way. So if, say, you're listening to the show, then you get home before 6 o'clock, but you're tired of listening on the radio, just go in the house and commandeer the big screen and just throw us on YouTube until the end of the run. Force your family to also watch the show. You'll see me decked out in Pebble Beach attire because I was excited. I had a good, thick, full Saturday and Sunday of the coverage of the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am on my screen. And I noticed he's a good, clean boy, Tommy Fleetwood. He does not, I don't know how this happens. He had a thing where he couldn't win, okay? Like, right. we went over this last year. Had a thing, and I think it was what, Ted? Like, 40-some top 10 finishes on the PGA Tour and had never checked off a win on American soil on the tour. And not only did he do that, he won the FedEx Cup. This is your reigning FedEx Cup champ, and he is starting 2026 without an apparel sponsor. Like, you see golf vomits sponsors. Yes. I mean, projectile vomits the craziest sponsors. I saw Sam Burns, who inexplicably like laid up on 18 yesterday when he was two shots from being the clubhouse leader. If he could have come up with an eagle like Scotty did, he has a Raising Cane sponsorship. Awesome. And then right down the way, I think on like one of the sleeves. So he's got Raising Canes on a collar. We have collar sponsors now.
Sure.
Not only like crest, like left chest, right chest.
Right.
Sometimes you have right collar, left collar, like John Daly, anywhere you can fit it in, like anywhere on the shirt that has space. Throw a sponsor, however many, like Hooters A, Hooters B, Hooters C, like however many of those we can get. So Burns has Raising Cane's up here. And then down there, he has Top Golf. Like, he basically has like an awesome Friday night
sure.
sponsorship. Like, we're going to go to Canes. We're going to go to Top Golf. We're going to get on that Top Bay, maybe watch like Sally fall into the net after she swings and tries to, you know, miss the drive. But Tommy Fleetwood has no sponsor. He's just wearing the Pro Shop gear.
Well,
he looks like me wearing Pebble Beach attire. I thought that was interesting, but cool at the same time. But how at any point in time he's so popular, how he wouldn't get paid thousands of dollars by whoever, Adidas, Nike, like that. That was it, right? I think he was a plain old Nike guy.
If you could have a sponsor, who would it be? What company?
Puma.
Puma?
Yeah.
Your Puma guy.
Puma. I got my Puma pants on today.
All right. Okay.
I got my Puma hat out there. There's the only golf wear where I could go head to toe mm-hmm. in the same brand would be Puma.
That's interesting.
Like I have items because I'm not sponsored, so I have items
of course
from
you're
everything.
Not.
Like I think the this is an Adidas quarter yes. zip. This one just called to me. It's very light. It's like the Climacool.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very sharp. Like I saw it in the pro shop there. I was like, I have to have that. Bought it in gray as well.
Oh.
So I got two of them.
Oh.
In a really good value.
This Double dipper.
How much you think this would have been at Pebble Beach at the pro shop?
Oh, I don't know. I would
Take
say
a gander.
$85.
It's a good guess. It's actually cheaper than that.
Oh.
Yeah, it was like $65.
Oh.
I think it was the cheapest one
there
that they
go.
Had. Also the lightest and most comfortable. So, I've got some Nike stuff. I mean, I've got everything.
Sure.
But I could go head to toe with Puma. So get me on the Ricky Fowler plan.
Puma.
Get me out there. I fell in love with their hats back in the day.
Puma is not one of the top ones that people would throw out there.
No.
I like that.
Probably isn't. And that's
part
of why that's part of why I would want
to
go with a company like that, because it's not just your everybody knows Nike.
Sure.
Everybody sees Nike. And then again, like if I'm sponsored, it's not like I'm dipping into my own pockets to get this stuff. And they're going to tailor
mm-hmm.
stuff for you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you become big enough, right? Like if you become a guy that's going to win, you know, a couple of major championships and be a big time provider for that company, you'll get to meet with the designer, talk about what you want some of the shirts to look like, what you want some of the quarter zips to be like. I'd probably go with I like the golf hoodie where they've got like the light kind of form fitting, kind of flowing shirt, I think is a good look that's starting to be popular on the course and it's acceptable now. You can wear it there.
One of the looks to me that has become more popular lately for golf folks is that hoodie that you're talking about with the polo underneath. So you can see the collar of the polo poking out of the neck hole.
Yeah, see, that's interesting.
I like it.
The hoodie. See, I'm just wearing a navy t-shirt under the quarter
yeah.
zip because sometimes you'll have the golf
just a regular
under
t-shirt
this.
Under my
no, and that's
yeah.
a that's
and
a great
I typically
look.
Do the polo.
It's a great look if you just go to the office, right?
You
don't need a golf shirt under it, but the golf collar and I see that too because you might lose the hoodie at
sure.
some point and then play.
I feel like it gives me contrasting vibes, right? Like anything with the collar on it feels a little bit more buttoned up.
Right.
But
right.
anything with the hood on it feels a little bit more relaxed.
It definitely is.
So I kind of like that contrast.
It's like your Andrew Whitworth type of move.
Yeah.
Without
yeah.
doing the exact same thing. He, of course, has the hoodie with the sport coat. This would be like the golf shirt with a nice thick collar under the hoodie.
Yes.
But the hoodie, you know what I'm saying? Like their hoodies are lightweight material.
No, for
That's
sure.
That's what I think is awesome. It's like quarter zip material.
Right.
This is what we're doing right now. We're talking about clothing material in the cotton poly nylon blend, possibly like a 5% spandex.
Yeah, you got to have
for
the spandex
added comfort
in there. It's
and
certainly
maneuverability.
Not a natural fiber. It's something that's
care.
Probably made in
care.
The lab, but it's breathable and it wicks sweat and moisture and the whole deal. Have you seen Tony Finau when his wife does the fit checks on Instagram?
I don't think I have.
He gets a card like this. It's the size of a sheet of paper from Nike.
He's a Nike dude.
And
that's
it's got
right. yeah.
every look, hat, polo, whether it's got outerwear with it, pants, shorts, belt, shoes, socks, in everything just lined up for him. He doesn't have to think. This is what you do on Monday. This is what you do on Tuesday, all the way through.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But she puts us into like an Instagram type
yeah,
of reel.
It's the
she,
coolest thing to
she
see.
Like, Yeah, she lays the outfits.
Yeah, basically.
Like you're a child. Well, the ones Nike, your mother laid out for you.
Nike yes. sends everything
of course,
for him.
Yeah, yeah.
And even the hanger has the day of the week on it.
Sure,
so there's no confusion.
I have seen posts where the golfer will put up there, or even the apparel company will just have like the grid of like the days, like Under Armour would do it for Jordan Spieth.
Right.
If he's going into a big tournament where, and again, another tournament where Jordan Spieth played kind of good, but couldn't win.
It looks cool to see the behind the scenes and how they curate all of the looks. And I mean, he's one of the best dressed out there.
Oh, you know, in my opinion.
I just like seeing the behind the scenes on
that. He's got the look. He's got a nice gait. He's the guy that dislocated his ankle at the par 3 contest at Augusta and just popped it right back in. Then went on to play the rest of the weekend. That might have been the same tournament that Tiger won,
where
he was right there at the end.
Yeah.
But what would your apparel provider be?
I'm somewhere in between Peter Millar and Lululemon.
My God.
Yeah.
Look at you.
I know. But you talk about
forget about Nike doesn't want us
head to toe.
Nike's not coming for us.
That could be my thing. I've got too many of these expensive ass quarter zips in my closet from Peter Millar and plenty of Lululemon. My wife used to work for Lulu, so we would get the discount, which was very nice.
I'm also in Jamar Chase land too. I've had that Fabletics club membership for years. Tons of Fabletics
items. Tried Fabletics.
Oh, it's good. It's good.
It's good, or is it
really, really good?
Okay.
Comfortable pants, like for the price, because the Lululemon will break the bank.
They will.
You get in that club membership, almost like a Sam's Club membership. You get those lower costs.
Okay.
It'll bring you down to a nice normal place. Using the McDonald's app. You get better prices. So the MAC, the Mid-American Conference, Joshua, when we're going to go looking for like programs to make a move in college football, like this is the kind of earth-shattering stuff you're talking about, things that rock the sport. Sacramento State is coming to the MAC. That's the news I have for you. So their entrance cost is going to be about $18 million. And a deal is expected to be announced in the upcoming days. Total cost of entry will be around $23
million. Okay.
And Sacramento State's going to have to pay $5 million to the NCAA to move up. They're moving up from FCS. Mm-hmm. So that's the lower division in college football. That's always had the playoff system, which now we're almost trying to full piggyback off of and go with 24 teams if the Big Ten has its way. I do not want that to be the way, but it might be. So this season, Sacramento State's going to be a member of the MAC in football only. That's all it's going to be. And that's the first West Coast program to make the jump to the highest level of football in, it tells me in this article, in well over a generation. I don't know what that means.
What is a generation?
40 years, I guess. What would be a generation? 40 years?
I feel like it's a little bit difficult to
35?
Define.
35? I would think from when, so like a normal time when you would have a kid.
30 and 40 feels
right?
Like
be a generation.
But I don't know that to be for certain. Here's my question with this. It's one of those weird moves, and I get it, right? Like, you want to move up a level. You have to try to find a home. Was it Northern Illinois left the MAC so they could go to the Mountain West? So there was a spot in
the
MAC.
Where's the Mountain West? Like, I know North Dakota State just moved to the Mountain West. Can't you go with them?
Well, I
who cares about what like an odd number, even number? Who cares?
Where are the spots? Well, I think the MAC still has an odd number, which is weird, but it's just where they're at. Anyway,
it shouldn't matter, right? Yeah, the schedule is going to be imbalanced.
It's going to be. But my biggest question is, how are you making this money up? Right? Would you say $23 million? It's going to cost them.
They have that.
Well, yeah. And how long? I know the Big Ten's getting a lot of money from their TV deal. I can't assume that the MAC is doing similar numbers. Like, how long does it take for them to actually recoup the cost to move up and to enter the new conference? It's one of those questions.
Rutgers can't even make money, and they're in the Big Ten.
It's kind of what I'm getting at.
How can Sacramento State do it? I mean, I know
now
they're a funny one because Sacramento is a decent-sized market.
It's
and
the capital of California.
It's the capital of California.
Yeah, I think they've got like 30,000 students enrolled.
Yeah, there's a good student body, but
I see their approach.
Still, what is the market for Sacramento State
football? That's the thing.
I get you have a decent media market. That doesn't mean that people are going to watch that and watch you play against football teams. You have no idea who they are.
I think they're trying to see like, okay, can we actually become something to our fans
where we can outgrow the MAC in a few years.
I don't know.
And I think that's their whole approach, though. They're like, we've got a pretty good sized school. We've got 300,000 alums. You know, we're in California, in the capital of that state. Like, can we actually grow this into a program that will outgrow the MAC in like a half a decade?
Who knows?
I don't think they can, but I think that's probably their approach.
A lot of it is too just instincts for survival.
Yeah.
Is just to try to survive. Then maybe this could even work out for a benefit.
Where they were at, though. Like, they didn't need to move up to survive.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to be one of the best in the FCS, like, make that your thing.
Yeah.
Make being a, you know, perennial national championship winner at that level. And a lot of these programs, they just get the itch to want to try to move up and then be in football purgatory for a long time. Crotch fabric and enlarged penises are sweeping the Winter Olympics. Bet you didn't have that tease on the card today. That's in 2 minutes. Joshua Perry is here. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got slower traffic. Southbound 315 going from 3rd Avenue to Town Street. And watch out for a holdup due to an accident that's blocking the right lane on westbound 5th Avenue at 670. We've got police and a wrecker on scene adding to the delay. This report is sponsored by Audible. And if you're stuck in traffic, why not take care of you? Who better to help you do that than the top voices in well-being on Audible? Get your first audiobook free when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audible.com/well-being. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
They refer to each other as stupid f***s, so they must get along.
We fight a lot, but at the end of the day, it's okay, because we really do hate each other.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Going to talk about some of the crazy things going on with the apparel and suits that they're wearing for the various sports at the Winter Olympics. A lot of things to keep tabs on with that for this two-week stretch. I've got the plug sheet here as well, Joshua. You're going to be here with us tomorrow. We're going to give you Inside the Buckeyes at 3:46. Teddy will have a nice, lovely rapid fire at 4:30, so we look forward to that. Tomorrow morning, it's T-Bone and Tyvis all show long from 6 to 9 a.m. It is Hot Take Tuesday. I wonder what the last time they had a Hot Take Tuesday, T-Bone had some big things to say about Buckeye basketball, and that thing spread like a wildfire. So we'll see what happens tomorrow on Bishop and Friends. Looky there. Speaking of Buckeye basketball, Scoony Penn will be the guest at 11:30.
Great guy.
Oh, man. I can't wait to hear what he has to say about the state of the program right now. And that'll be going into the Wisconsin game. We got Wisconsin at home tomorrow at 8:30. So, man, do you feel good about that one?
No.
I don't either.
Because I was talking to Reimer
Wisconsin's
earlier,
pretty solid. They're a good team.
He was trying to hype me up, and I'm like, that's fine for you. I will keep my expectations near hell, and then if they exceed that, I'll feel good about myself. If they don't, I won't feel bad.
It's a later tip-off, so we will have a Buckeye show, and then Beamer will have warm-up coverage at 7:30, going into the 8:30 tip, Ohio State and Wisconsin. So we heard about this. You're familiar with the hyaluronic acid?
Oh, I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The same type of
injections.
Injection stuff. Right. You might get the lip filler.
Yeah, you put it on your...
Put it the Botox injections.
Helps you with the moisture.
And your face becomes permanently shiny.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
I think I've been spotting some of that on the episodes of Love is Blind on Netflix. Which I apologize. We took the dive into that last night. Sarah's idea.
We haven't started yet. But I saw some spoilers, and it's hilarious.
Hey, you know what? It's not beneath me.
some good filth like that.
I love filth.
Is not beneath me.
This is what I spend.
It's the whole point.
Most of my time watching outside of like reruns of sitcoms, I'll watch reality TV filth.
Yeah.
Seinfeld, Everybody Loves Raymond and King of Queens. That's really it.
Now look, like the whole Love is Blind thing, you obviously have to connect with the people without ever seeing them.
Sure.
You could have somebody that dabbles in penis enlargement and you would never know it, you know, unless you were to discuss that from behind the walls.
Do you know that when you first see them too?
You should. If you have an eye for it.
If you have a trained eye.
Is that a good trait or a bad trait? Right? Now, like if you are, I don't know what the job title would be, like at the Olympics, but.
Inspector.
An inspector. Yeah. Someone that is just hovering around.
Right.
Just checking on things.
Yeah.
And if you see something that's odd,
hey.
And you might whistle something, you'd check. And see if, okay, everything's good. Like, there's a lot of things with the uniforms I've been reading up about. There's things with the helmets that they'll try to wear in, you know, the skeleton or the luge, things like that. Was this helmet issue? Well, there was a helmet issue where it had to do with the Ukrainian
who had designs.
That was a political thing. But there's also, like, physical issues where...
You can't use wear that helmet. Materials. Yeah. It's got to be this. It's got to be that for sure.
So like this dude might wear a helmet that he's been wearing for 20 years and then go and beat everybody's ass and win gold. And he's a G that way. Right. But there's things with like the speed skating uniforms, like what material they have to be made out of, all that. Well, the thing that we brought people up to speed on a week or two ago, like leading up to the Olympics, was this thing happening with the ski jumpers, with the ski jumpers. Right. And they were apparently, several athletes were injecting their penis with that hyaluronic acid, saying that was going to, you know, increase the size, therefore increase the surface area and provide for better lift and longer flight.
Bit of a parachute effect.
A little bit of a, you can't make this stuff up.
No.
But this is what was going on. And so... I had this from USA Today, and this was also after Fish, our fearless leader, sent me an article simply because it had the word crotch fabric at the top of the title. This is from the New York Times. This is from the Athletic / New York Times that had the article titled Crotch Fabric, Blue Skin Suits, and Other Oddities of Olympic Gear. And it goes in to discuss this, but this one thing here, there was a doctor, a plastic surgeon renowned for penis enlarging procedures, including the injection of this acid, says he provided the service last month to a ski jumper. It makes sense. Like, this stuff has been found out. So the reports came from a German media outlet, prompted the speculation that they're getting these injections to increase the surface area of the suit, which would increase the distance of the jump. So the International Ski and Snowboard Federation, they called it a wild rumor.
Okay.
And the World Anti-Doping Agency said it was going to investigate to see if there's any evidence to back up the claim and whether it constitutes doping. How could that not constitute doping, right? Well. So the doc says, regarding the news in question, I did in fact treat an athlete from that sport whose name and nationality I will obviously not disclose, nor whether he is participating in these Olympics. And why are you bringing this up?
Because he wants to get a little run.
However, I can say that I treated him last month and I used a generous dose of the acid.
Generous.
The doctor, Dr. Latara, said the ski jumper told him he was wanting the procedure to avoid embarrassment in the changing room after competition.
Brother, nobody's checking.
Not for more lift.
Nobody's checking for your little micro in the dressing room. So that's a crazy excuse to give.
Apparently.
You're trying to cheat.
Apparently, he is not like our man Aaron Baines and is not all of Australia down there. I mean, he's afraid to pull his pants down in the changing room and
please
be shunned.
Nobody is checking for you in there.
Latara said, I cannot say whether he told me the whole truth, but in any case, we did a good job and implanted a more than generous dose of hyaluronic acid. The result is immediate, so the athlete could wear the new suit after just a few minutes. This guy's performed more than 3,000 penis enlarging procedures. He says, I have experience in this field.
I can see that you do.
It's again, right? Like the people on this little federation, I'll ask the question again, like, were they skiers at some point? But this guy, how did he figure out like this was his chosen path in plastic surgery?
I don't know. How does one become a gynecologist? How does one become a proctologist?
I mean,
is it infatuation with that body part, one door closes, another door opens? You know, Johnny at the hospital says, "Hey, man, we need somebody to look at some butts."
Right?
Think you could do that?
But these are like necessary medical paths, right? Like people need care for those parts. He is doing cosmetic, fully elective. And how do you figure out that's the path that you want to take?
I think you know how.
It's interesting to me.
I think you know how.
And then how do you figure out that you can do the hyaluronic acid and it just puffs things up?
I think you got a little Jimmy Johnson action going there, and you're like, Extensy, and then boom. Pretty much you're in the field.
I've got so many questions today. I do.
Later on, we will get an update from the common man as his Italian excursions continue. So we look forward to that. That'll be coming your way at 5:17 this evening. So I cannot wait to hear from him. And I also cannot wait for Foodgasm next segment, Joshua. I told you, big food weekend for me and a big food week coming up. That's coming up next. Joshua Perry is in. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some slowdown on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt, going from 315 to 71. And you're going to hit just a couple minute delay on westbound 670 between Grandview Avenue and I-70. This report is sponsored by Mattress Firm. Score major deals on top brands at Mattress Firm's President's Day sale. Find your dream mattress today. Their sleep experts are highly trained to find the right one to fit your unique needs. They make sleep easy. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Tyvus. I don't want to hear anything about high school recruiting anymore. I don't give two bleeps about boom, boom, boom. If they boom and then they never play, who gives a crap?
T-Bone and Tyvus.
Weekday mornings at 6.
The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The only show that can bring a dead queen back to life. This is Common Man and Timmy.
We're going to talk about some delicious food coming up here in moments. If you ever miss anything on the show, do not worry, because it gets uploaded into podcast land the second that it's done. Anywhere you get your audio, it will be there for you completely free of charge on all major platforms. And it's brought to you by our good friends at Care Heating and Cooling. We do thank them. Foodgasm time.
Man and Timmy present.
Oh, yeah.
Foodgasm.
All right, Joshua, we were talking about Tyvus Powell, the birthday boy, and his love for lemonade. I have a little cup right here
And I can get you a cup in the next break, too, because there were some red silo cups.
Red solo cups.
Red solo cups sitting back there. And it's called Milo's Lemonade.
I've heard of this, Milo's.
I've heard of Milo's, too, but it's 100% natural, real ingredients. It contains 11% lemon juice from concentrate, natural flavors with pure cane sugar.
Ooh.
Family made since 1946. Let me try that here. It's fantastic. It's a delicious lemonade. It's not too strong.
Is it cold or was it room? Because I saw some sitting out
there. So there was a jug. So they had a gallon jug. I think T-Bone very nicely brought in a cake, said happy birthday, Tyvis. So I got here. It was probably sitting out for 3 hours. And since I have no shame, I took a little corner piece anyway.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it was, the cake was not fresh anymore. If we're going to, like, can we put the plastic cover over the cake?
Wow.
Like when we leave? It's sitting right there.
You worried about cake just fresh. A couple little stale parts? Are you that high maintenance?
I'd like to think so.
When it comes to cake, you power through it.
When you have your cake at home. Yeah. See, this is the thing. We have certain behavior that seems to fly at work. We would never do it at home.
So how would you do it at home?
I would cover it. And it would stay fresh. You wouldn't?
You'd leave
a birthday cake just sitting out on the table or the counter for 4 to 5 hours?
No, I'd probably...
You wouldn't do that.
I'd probably put it in the fridge and it would be hard coming out of the fridge anyway. So I'm not going to be pissing and moaning about a couple little stale pieces.
You refrigerate your cake?
Well, to put everything in the fridge. Why not?
No, why do you...
It's just how I was raised.
You ever have one of those, like...
Yeah, I know the dome.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know where it, like, clasps and it, like, the suction keeps the freshness in there.
I'm familiar with all these things.
Beautiful
it's just
product.
The way that we've done it in the past.
No, I think we have to have that.
There he goes.
Oh.
My guy.
How nice.
Thank you.
Cheers to you, Fishy.
Nice couple little cubes in here. Thank you, Fish.
Fishy.
Hey, cheers.
Hey, cheers.
How about it?
Cheers. Milo's Lemonade. The best in lemonade since 1946.
See, Fish is listening, by the way.
He is listening, but
he had some concerns.
He is listening, but he hasn't said anything good about the show yet.
See, this is it's sweet, but it's got a little bit of tartness to it as well.
Yes, yeah, it's
got
great.
A good balance.
It's not like over the top in either direction. It's not too sweet. It's not too bitter. A lot of times the move, like I would be concerned about having too much sugar intake,
sure.
Right? Even though, again, this is my inconsistency, like I'm Tyvis, and I'd go and crush a full sugar soda the very next day and have an original classic Coke. Because I like original better than the diet, but some of the restaurants offer like the half diet,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's a beautiful play. Like I might get a half Sunjoy,
right.
Half lemonade,
right.
at Chick-fil-A,
yes,
and I'd get like the diet lemonade with the sweet tea, so that way you got like
you're
no sugar with
you're
the
making
lemonade,
a compromise,
but sugar with the tea.
I get what you're getting.
And it's a nice little blend.
It's a compromise.
A good give and take.
That's smart out of you. So you don't get concerned about that cake being out there for hours. We watched somebody.
I was concerned.
Okay, because
I was about that cake being out for hours.
There's also somebody who works here that I watched wipe his nose and immediately shake somebody's hand, and he could have just been all up on the cake.
What?
Yeah, you didn't see that video when your ping pong table broke.
Oh, King.
Yes.
Let's just call him out for
who he
is.
And you saw what he did
there. Yeah.
And so if he's cutting
gross.
A slice off of that cake,
yeah.
There's a concern to me that there might be his germs on there.
Yeah.
Because he's passed his germs around before.
Yeah, he might get a lot of action on his tweets, but he is not very sanitary.
Mm.
No.
Mm.
What was that? He destroyed the ping pong table?
Yes. And tried to.
And then he just like
casually
snotted all over his hand and then went
the
to handshake the guy. He's
tried
on the
to
phone.
Put it back.
Yeah.
And then immediate
focus
from the wipe to the handshake.
Okay, so the food weekend for me, Saturday was Valentine's Day. My poor lovely wife has been sick all weekend.
She's feeling better.
She's feeling better,
good.
But she didn't leave the house all weekend, so that was, I know, not ideal. So I went out early Saturday morning, and I started off with the Valentine treat with the little bags. Like, I got one for my son, got one for my wife. And I got them both, and me, Krispy Kreme donuts. How about that play?
We did the same
thing. Go out in the morning.
Yes.
Get the donuts.
We had the Krispy Kremes as well.
The Hilliard Krispy Kreme location is on a nice little hot streak. I say they're on a hot streak, meaning they're doing their jobs. You know, you go in there. There's hot, fresh donuts. It's in the morning, like unbelievable, right? It's 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning, and they got hot, fresh donuts. But second or third time in a row where I don't even say anything. I don't even ask. Just a smiling face and an extended arm comes out there with the wax paper and a donut.
Oh.
And I don't even say anything. I just go like, oh, thank you.
Must be
and
nice.
I just start eating it. It's delicious.
Those things just melt in your mouth when they're hot, too. You just pop the whole thing in there and just delicious, delectable.
So we did that, and then I made one of Sarah's favorite dishes for dinner. I did our honey lime chicken,
ooh,
where I've talked about this one before. You pound the ever-living bleep out of your boneless, skinless chicken tenderloins. You get those in the bag, do a pound, pound and a half, and then I make my concoction, hand-squeezing these limes all day. Just all day. Just breaking my back. Yeah. Just squeezing the lime juice. Need it out of the juice. So I get that going. You got your honey. You got your lime. You kind of mix that up. I got a cilantro lime seasoning mix that I like to use. Stir that up in there. You get that to simmer a little bit. Just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You get the chicken whitened on both sides. Don't cook it all the way through, because then you're going to put it back in and you're going to reduce that lime juice with the honey, and the honey gets that nice burn on the skillet.
Yeah.
And so the caramelization happens.
Of course.
And then it gets that nice stickiness to the chicken. It becomes really, really good. You get your white rice going right here. Squeeze a little bit of that lime into that white rice.
Of course.
And then you can have it in a bowl. I like to have it with soft taco shells. Do a little fresh off the block cheddar on top.
Oh, yeah.
Lovely little meal. Lovely meal. It's one that's pretty high on our list right now.
It sounds delicious. From start to finish, we started similarly with the Krispy Kremes. My son, man after my own heart, immediately was into the donuts and asked for a donut probably on the hour, every hour on Valentine's Day.
Was it his first time?
No. No.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
I've brought him donuts before. It's been a point of contention.
I meant Krispy Kreme.
Oh, no. He's had Krispy Kreme.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
good.
I'm trying to raise him the right way.
Good. Good. It's a hot, fresh Krispy Kreme. Might be like the best 5 seconds you're ever going to get in life in food.
In food.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Because other people might get some great 5 seconds other ways.
Might even be better than that.
I don't know about that.
Depending.
All right. Well, I couldn't tell you what we ate for dinner that night, though. But last night, made some fried rice that was magnifique.
You don't remember your Valentine's dinner?
We went out Thursday night, so we were just at the house. It wasn't.
You were just doing whatever. Yeah. I had an odd one last night. I don't usually do like a Sunday dinner out, but we went and did a little Chipotle last night. Which was fine. I've never seen.
How'd you guys order?
6:30. Oh, I told you this was easy. We had three orders and we had two human beings for the three orders.
All right.
Perfectly acceptable. We were good and clean. We did it the right way. There was some woman that was at the soda fountain spot. She was shaking the Tabasco Chipotle sauce. She filled an entire plastic cup. Do you have any idea how long it takes to fill one of those to the brim?
She should have just taken
by using like the droplets shaking motion.
She should have just taken the bottle.
She was taking up the soda space, the napkins, the lids, the utensils, everything. It was like, just take the bottle and go over there to an empty table and knock yourself out.
Or just take the bottle
home. Take
the
whole damn bottle.
Yeah, I don't care. Yes. It's not my bottle.
There's
take
like
it
four
home.
Of them here. Just go, please. Yeah,
that is wild. Bad behavior.
While we're young. Okay. An NFL legend apparently thinks we're all stupid. Well, tell you about that next. Joshua Perry is here with us. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a couple-minute delay due to an accident that's on Gender Road between Centennial Drive and Bryce Road, and things are moving a little slow on westbound 670 going from Grandview Avenue to I-70. This report is sponsored by BHM CPA Group. Tax season made simple. Thousands trust BHM CPA Group for accurate, affordable, IRS-compliant 1040 filing. File today and maximize your return at bhmcpagroup.com. Because BHM CPA Group simplifies the complex. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Your day started with T-Bone and Tybus weekday mornings from 6 to 9 here on The Fan. You'd think that a radio lifer and a national title winner wouldn't have much in common, but you'd be wrong. They're both girthy. They both love football, and they both get racially profiled for completely different reasons. It's like driving to work with your friends, except these friends give away tickets to things and talk to all the important people in town. Your actual friends are probably a bunch of losers. Well, anyway, listen to T-Bone and Tybus live on The Fan, The Fan app, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Casting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Isaiah Jacobs. Some breaking news out of Cleveland as Brown safety and former Buckeye Ronnie Hickman was assaulted in the lobby of a New York City hotel early this morning. Hickman was treated for minor injuries at an area hospital after the incident, but according to a report by the New York Post, a dispute broke out after Hickman was approached by four people in the lobby around 4:30 a.m. In other Browns news, Cleveland will reportedly hire Falcons defensive pass game coordinator Mike Rutenberg as defensive coordinator. This will be Rutenberg's first experience as a DC. In other NFL news, the Miami Dolphins released Tyreek Hill in a flurry of roster moves that also includes letting go of former Pro Bowl linebacker Bradley Chubb. This update was sponsored by Uber Eats. Uber Eats has a good deal waiting for you at Old Bag of Nails. Get a buy one, get one free deal on burgers on the app. Terms apply. See app for details. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Panama Ted would like to inform you that this ain't one of them. You're listening to Common Man and Tinny.
Hope you guys had an outstanding weekend. Rocking and rolling here on a Monday. Joshua Perry is in for the Common Man. We're going to hear from AI Common Man coming up in a little bit at 5:17. And in just a minute, I'm going to tell you about Tom Brady and how he thinks we're all dumb.
Well,
he does. I'll show you in just a second here. But the Browns, you heard in the update there, Ronnie Hickman had himself a little situation. Hope he's okay.
Yes.
4:30 in the morning, accosted by four dudes in a hotel. That's never, you don't know what that's about, if they had him targeted because he's a football player that's making some good cash.
Yeah.
I mean, just heading out for a flight. I don't know. Hopefully he's going out and not coming in.
4:30.
That's an obscene hour.
That's an hour unless you are trying to make a flight that.
Unless you're Tyvus or T-Bone, you're coming to work.
Right. Close your eyes.
Because you work at 6 a.m.
Close your eyes. Go back to sleep. I feel like there have been NFL players lately that have been targeted. We've seen these break-ins.
Oh, their homes have absolutely been targeted, and that's been a big problem.
Maybe this is the next step of some of these. I hope it's not. But I mean, four people, and I don't, again, we'll see what details say. But if it's four people and it was just him, like, that's crazy.
And crazy. This is no offense to Ronnie Hickman. You're Ronnie Hickman. You are not Lamar Jackson.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like, this is not someone where you're like, oh my God, there's Ronnie Hickman. Like, you should be able to travel and walk around when you're not in the state of Ohio with relative obscurity.
Now, I will say, and this is going to sound a little victim blamey, but one thing I know that football players like to do maybe more than other athletes is we want the iced out Rolex and we want the big chain and we want to wear the Chrome Hearts jeans that are $12,000. No, like you're a walking mark at that point.
No, that's true too. If you've got like $100,000 on your person and you can see it.
Yes.
Outward. Yeah.
Right.
That's definitely something that can attract criminals.
Yes. Right. So, again, this is all wild speculation and crazy.
Obviously,
we have no idea what's going on.
Not saying that's right.
But I'm just saying in general.
He earned that stuff. If he's going to wear that stuff, that is his right to do it.
But in general, when you are out there like that, you can become a target, unfortunately.
It's like when I wear my, expensive leather jackets.
Oh, yeah.
And when I just go out there and I walk the mean streets of Columbus.
Yeah.
People just come after
me. Real rough out there in your neck of the woods.
Probably you when you wear your suede.
Yeah.
They want that.
The suede, they're like, this guy right here.
Mm-hmm.
That's a mark.
And I wear my watch and...
I've been meaning to ask you about that bad boy.
This one's actually okay, but this is not like a Rolex. This was the one I got from Bob Cabace at Worthington Jewelers because he crashed into my car, and so we settled it with a watch instead. And he got my bumper fixed. But
what kind of watch is it?
I'm hoping it's actually a Glock. Yeah, they make watches.
Interesting. It looks vintage.
It does. It has a nice, two-toned look. But for the most part, I wouldn't be wearing this. I'd be wearing my leather jacket. And they're like, oh, wow, how much is that worth? I'm like, oh, it's like $160 on Amazon. They get up to me. They want to rip my watch off me. I'm like, it's just a fossil. $75.
Yeah, no, I've got a Seiko on today that I got on Amazon.
Your wedding ring, what's that? White gold? No, it's a... It's a titanium carbide alloy.
Yeah.
$29.99 on Amazon.
Here, you can have it. Right.
What's that inscription it's got inside the band there? It says TL6.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
Yeah, it's the make and model of that said band. But the Browns, they did make a hire. So the staff is finalized. If you want to hear about that, they hired Mike Ruttenberg to be the next DC. He was the defensive passing game coordinator for the Atlanta Falcons. He's 44 years old, so he replaces Jim Schwartz. Jim was in that role for the past three seasons. We know he wanted the head coaching job. I think that's smart by the Browns to not give him the head coaching job, to try to go another route, to get somebody who is ready to go and on the up and up, and they go with Todd Monken, so they got the Monkhauser there. And they're actually going, Ruttenberg was going to be retained by Kevin Stefanski and his new staff at Atlanta. So Ruttenberg was on the previous staff, but he was retained and he was going to stay on board. So they go and pluck somebody away from the former Cleveland Browns head coach here.
That's an interesting swap, if you will. I did a little bit of research before we came on to the show about the Browns' new DC here. And he comes from the Robert Saleh tree, so I know a lot of people have seen his defenses. They want to be aggressive in the front, right? They like athletic guys. They run some cover three, probably runs a little bit of quarters now because Saleh's kind of morphed into that as well. 40% blitz rate. So you're going to see aggressive defenses. I think the personnel for the Browns is good enough, as we've seen over the last couple years, where they can maintain kind of the level that they've been at. But I think it makes a lot of sense in terms of his ideal scheme in the fit of the personnel they already have in the building.
I got a problem with this, Joshua, when people try to tell us things are great, things are going to be fantastic, sure, when they're actually just dumb and it's just a waste of time. I will hold back on what I think about, I won't.
Go ahead.
I think flag football in the Olympics is ridiculous.
Why?
I think it's stupid.
Why?
I don't think it's fun to watch. It's that simple. I'm fine if we play it as kids. I think it's a great youth sport. I think it serves a lot of good in that regard. You get out there, you get moving around, moms and dads. I've been a dad with flag football. I've tried watching. I've tried watching the better athletes play it. It just doesn't do it for me. We keep trying to reinvent real football as a spectator sport. And maybe there's some of you that have watched the 7-on-7 stuff to catch some prospects. Mm-hmm. I've never been able to get into that. I've never flipped that on and been able to have retention and sit there for 30 minutes.
You've never watched
the 7-on-7
sevens
stuff? No.
Football?
No.
Oh, man.
Or watch the Elite 11 on TV. I can't do that.
It'll be 30-year-old grown men. It'll be Patterson, New Jersey facing the team from Baltimore. And these guys are full speed, full contact, wearing shirts and shorts and those little soft helmets. These American sevens. It's fun.
I'll give it a try. But if what we've seen with flag football, it is, I mean, the Pro Bowl games, my God, like nobody gave a flip. So Tom Brady is swearing to us that this thing in March in Saudi Arabia, they're all getting paid out the wazoo for this. He was on with Logan Paul in his podcast, and he said, honestly, this is like real football.
Okay, don't do
this that. This is real competition. And they talk some smack, too. He had a line for him. He said, he told Paul, he said, I'm glad you're going to be there. And I'm glad you're finally going to participate in like a competition that matters. So he had that for him. Paul then compared the game to the Pro Bowl. Brady said, it's going to be way better than that. And Brady said this in reposting the clip. I hope people understand the level of competition this game is going to be. If you're on my team, you're going to be locked in all out. And we're not just going to win, but dominate.
Okay.
I just, Jaden Daniels, my Washington Commanders quarterback, my guy there, needs to be the future of that team.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm scared about it. He's been announced as one of the quarterbacks for this tournament. And he was on PFT Live when it came up. He said, I don't know yet regarding whether he's going to make the trip or not.
How much are they paying?
Jaden, can you just say, no, no, I will not be doing that today, sir. No, I'm going to be focusing on my rehab and getting better for the next season. How much are they paying? I don't have exact numbers, but it's got to be in the at least tens of thousands, upwards of hundreds of thousands per guy, right?
I mean,
it's got to be.
So rumored deal, reported but disputed, the figure was $75 million for a single flag football tournament. So I don't know how much of that trickles down to the guys that are participating, but, you know, a lot of money over there with the Saudis. So I guess that makes a lot of sense. To push back on your flag football take.
I just can't, man.
Like, out of the 30...
I hope I'm wrong. I'll try it.
Out of the 30 sports in the Summer Olympics, how many of them are you like, I'm so excited to watch this? Like, are you excited
that's the thing about the Olympics.
It's handball.
Ooh, I like it, the handball.
See, here you go.
Team handball, Ohio State. My guys.
Okay.
Hook me up with a very nice tracksuit one day.
What about water polo? Where are you at on that?
Oh, just strong. Yeah. Strong legs.
Yeah, sure you are.
Treading in like 12 feet of water.
What about
dunking
BMX?
People's heads underneath?
What about mountain biking? Where are you at on that?
Mountain biking.
Yeah.
Watching those Red Bull guys with the little drones flying behind them.
This is how I know you're lying.
They're just...
Where are you at on squash?
Extremists. Squash, is that the thing where you got like the curvy hands?
I don't know.
Is that sport?
This is the whole point.
I
have no idea.
I don't know. We can continue. But I did see we had a national broadcaster calling things out within Ohio State athletics. That's next. Joshua Perry is here. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is slowing down due to a crash that's on U.S. 33 between Haddon Road and Livingston Avenue, and things are a little slow on southbound 315 from King Avenue to 670. This report is sponsored by Ohio 811. Call before you dig. Contact Ohio 811 at least 48 hours before you dig. It's easy to do, and it's the law. CenterPoint Energy, Columbia Gas, Duke Energy, and Enbridge Gas want you to dig safely. Contact Ohio 811 every time you dig. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Morning Juice is now on YouTube, weekday morning starting at 6.
If you're a fan of Bobby Carpenter, he's ready to attack and dominate.
If you're a fan of Jeff Dudoff,
drive directly to a hospital.
Seriously,
The Fan.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Now, fog is still possible overnight into the Tuesday morning rush hour across central Ohio. Overnight lows, middle 30s, looking at middle 50s on Tuesday with partly to mostly cloudy skies after the morning fog. Wednesday's quite a day. We're going to go all the way into the middle 60s, a warm day with about a 50 to 60% chance of rain showers. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
A show with copious amounts of fart sounds. Emphasis on copious.
Oh no, I got a fart, but I don't know which way to lean.
This is Man and Timmy.
Joshua Perry is hanging out with us today. Panama Ted, how you doing back there? I haven't heard from you all damn day.
I told you earlier I'm doing good, Mike.
Yeah, that was like at 3:01.
That's all you asked me.
Are you alive? Are you well? Yes.
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
How was your weekend?
It was fantastic. Everything was wonderful.
Did you watch a little golf?
I know you did because we were texting each other. I watched the
Scotty.
I had the multi view on yesterday because I had a little Pebble Beach and then I had a little Daytona 500 on yesterday.
How'd my guy the Dinger do? Did you get top 20 at least?
You know, I have no idea. I didn't hear his name mentioned at all yesterday.
But he was hopped up on the Celsius drinks. He probably exploded.
Yeah, I know Tyler Reddick won it, and he drives for Michael Jordan's team,
JJ's
which is pretty cool.
Yep.
So,
right.
JJ, yeah, JJ's brother. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Loves the long ball.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Tyler's much shorter than JJ, though, so I don't know how that happened. And
how short is he?
But a lot of race car drivers are not
they're not
tall.
Jockeys.
They're some of them are taller than others, but a lot of them are smaller. Yeah,
I feel like a good.
He's
like
not a jockey. No.
Yeah, I feel like a good like 5'10" to 6' is a perfectly sane height for a driver.
A lot of them are probably like 5'7"
I didn't know they were
feel
that
like
short.
The seat doesn't go all the way back, so you can't be too tall. You know. Yeah.
Well, can't they make the seat however they need to make
it?
You gotta have room for all
it's
the other
stuff.
You can fit that all in there. The stock car is basically empty inside. It's just a cage.
You know, you gotta make sure
the engine, everything's under the hood.
You make sure it's right. You know.
Well, they'll make sure it's right.
You can't put it all the way back.
Oh, speaking of, I was gonna say speaking of Daytona. Daytona 500 and Days of Thunder, one of the great sports flicks of all time. Rest in peace, Robert Duvall. We were talking about Robert Duvall before the show, Joshua. How many movies of his you've seen, but...
I think the number is 2.
What would the second one be? Because I know Four Christmases.
I'm glad
you're in on Four Christmases because I think that is the most underrated Christmas movie.
It's a good one,
isn't it great?
Yeah.
It's Reese Witherspoon and I think Favreau did the movie. He's in it too. Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon, the title characters. And Robert Duvall is Vince Vaughn's dad. And that scene where Tim McGraw... and Favreau are the brothers, and Vince has to spend about 20 minutes there is just drop dead hilarious.
So good.
It's just hilarious. Robert Duvall's the dad. He's getting the satellite dish installed. Yes. That's the son's gift to him.
And he doesn't want
anyone coming in. He's like, ooh, you think I'm going to let some sex offender come into my house and touch my underwear? Ooh, you got another thing coming. We do,
so
do this ourselves.
The other movie was John Q.
Q, okay, yeah.
Which is a movie I watch probably twice a year.
Is he a cop, like an investigator in that movie? I haven't seen that
like
in a long time.
Like twice a year.
But that's a good...
It's a great movie.
That's a good Denzel flick.
Yeah.
No.
Love Denzel.
But the thing with Robert Duvall, rest in peace, what was he, 95, Teddy?
Yeah, 95. That's
a
good
one. How old does that make Clint Eastwood these days? Is he pushing 100 soon?
95, yeah. I don't know. He's in his 90s too, right?
I bet he's older than 95, Clint. But Robert... was Gone in 60 Seconds? Tell me you've seen Gone in 60 Seconds
Never
with Nick Cage.
No.
Oh my God. That's one. If you like cars at all, like even if you just like a good action flick, put that on there. But he's never really been like that mega superstar actor. But man, can he act. He has got some chops, and he's just been in a lot of different types of movie.
Sure.
Go all the way back to Godfather. He was the...
Which I've never seen.
Been a million years since I've seen Godfather 1 and 2. What was his character's name? Tom something? He's like the family consigliere,
I believe. Yeah, he was
Tom something. Yeah.
Tom something, that's what it was.
Tom Hammond. No, that's not it.
That's a different guy.
I think it started with an H, though. I'm not sure. But in just a few minutes, you've been in contact with AI Common Man. He's been feeding you some updates from Italy, right? So we'll hear that here in a few minutes. I wanted to tell you this. Gus Johnson, if you guys missed this from the Buckeye basketball broadcast when we're losing to Virginia this weekend, him and Jim Jackson, they're going back and forth. And Gus said, what a job Coach Odom has done with this roster for Virginia. And funny story is that's Ryan Odom. Ryan Odom was the coach at UMBC when the 16 seed beat the 1 seed. Who the hell do you think they beat that night? That was the Virginia Cavaliers.
Huh.
And then he went on to a couple stops. I think he might have been at Utah State. He was definitely at VCU. And he just was winning. He just was winning at each level. Virginia brought him in there. And Gus said when Coach Bennett decided to retire, everybody jumped in the portal. Then Coach Odom came in. He got 7 guys quickly and some European cats as well. And right now they're 15 in the country. 7 of their 9 rotational players are new, Jim Jackson added. And to be able to have this kind of success, Johnson then said it just like this. It caught everybody's ear. The difference between UVA and Ohio State is that UVA paid for it. Ohio State, they've given all the money to Ryan Day.
Huh.
It was just a... I will give you this, even without all of the facts there, I think we know it is true in the state that, yes, football is just hand over fist getting more attention than basketball.
Yes.
That's not even disputed. Two, I'd like to get to a point where we could actually get some facts on this. If you will supply them, we will gladly spread those out to the masses.
Sure.
But it's so hush-hush. It's so secretive. We know what coaches make. I want to get to a point where we can go to a website, and it's not like the 24/7 stuff. I saw one of the NIL valuation rankings today. It had Darren Peterson down below Keaton Wagler, the new Illinois stud freshman.
Yeah.
He had, you know how many scholarship offers Wagler had? He had Illinois and Minnesota. And that's the dude that dropped 46 points in Mackey Arena.
Insane.
In a win, which is the best performance ever in the history of that gym for an opponent. He's not ahead of Darren Peterson, who is like the first high school player ever to sign with Adidas.
Right.
He would be 1 or 2, you know, that's my point is
it's
I get
bad.
Like Morris Johnson is up there. Yaxel Lendeberg is up there, but we don't know what's going on. And we just get like hush hush stuff. Like, we're looking for others to step up. We're looking to increase our NIL.
I'll
game.
Tell you
but
this too.
What do we need
about these NIL numbers? The agents lie about it. They lie to make their clients sound like they're making more than they are because it pushes the market. So that's part
of
this too.
I totally get that.
So here's the interesting thing about Gus saying that on the broadcast, to me at least, is these broadcasters go to shoot arounds and they get a little bit of time with the coaches before the games for production purposes. They got to have some, you know, talking points and give me a thing about this guy and that guy, whatever the case is. It feels like this was a conversation that popped up at some point and the response back to Gus when he asked about it was something in the line of, we need to do better when it comes to name, image, and likeness.
That's what they keep saying. That's what even Jake, when he was on with the media today, tried to dispel and say, like, oh, there's not a lot of, you know, the facts are iffy out there. But then in the middle, he did say, like, we're working hard, like me, Ross, Ted Carter, to do more in the NIL game here. We know you need more.
And so I feel like this was something that popped up for Gus to just like drop it in the middle of a game like that. And I think to your point, this is an Ohio State basketball program that has history, that has been at the heights of the game. We know that football is the thing, but I am curious, like, what is the balance there when you talk about needing a little bit more, needing some help? As we mentioned earlier, I think you and I feel generally comfortable with the starters for this team and their ability to compete. Where NIL would help, to me,
is depth.
you get more guys, right? Like you can get better guys. Certainly. I'm not sure that's the biggest issue. If you want to talk about winning a title, maybe
I'll say this too, but I'm not going to turn a blind eye to like the $5 million AJ DeBonta type of stud freshman. We got a stud freshman coming next year,
I'll
never turn a blind eye to look. Michigan went and got Morris Johnson and Yaxel Lendeborg.
I'm with you on
All right. Like get another big time stud.
I don't buy him. I'm not sure that we're ever going to feel like, with a limited pool of NIL resources, that we're going to take $5 million from football to give it to a freshman for basketball. But what you could probably get is two or three extra million, and then you figure out what you want to do with that. Can you go ahead and get a stud with that, or can you bolster your roster with more depth with that?
Where are the big boosters that just have like the small millions? You know, I'm not talking about like the $100 million check stroked, but where is like where you can get a ridiculously good player with that contribution?
How much money?
Just give them the red carpet bucket, because they must love Buckeye basketball.
In
give
net
them the
worth.
Courtside seats.
Does a guy
of private
need to
plane
have.
Trips? Whatever it takes.
How much in net worth does a guy need to have to say I'm going to give $5 million? And then are you going to ask him again?
50. 50?
Okay. And then they're probably going to ask you again. The $5 million worked the last time. We need another five more. At some point, you get tapped out.
Yeah, I understand, but maybe when the winning happens.
It's a part of the game, though, right? Like
maybe
the winning,
business is doing well enough, and there's always more where that came from
but
for some of these guys.
You know, these resources are finite to a certain degree. I think it's just about figuring out how you want to prioritize.
All right, in 2 minutes, we'll get an update from the Common Man here. Joshua Perry is in. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to hit a couple-minute delay on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt from U.S. 23 to 71. There's also a couple-minute holdup on northbound 315 from Olentangy River Road to Henderson Road. This report is sponsored by Coda. Riding Coda is easier than ever, now that you can just pay with a hop-on Coda, and with a tap of your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, you're ready to ride. Learn more and move your way at coda.com/tap. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Common Man is one soiled bedsheet away from being Jeff Remmer's legal guardian. This is Man and Timmy.
Also, I'm feeling like I need some of Robert Duvall's best movies now that we brought him up as he passes away. I know that Robert Duvall called Northern Virginia home in his later years. I know he had some farmland up there, like west of Washington, D.C., kind of near the area where I grew up. And I've heard stories of him popping into places, local spots, and being a very cool guy, being very chill, very cool, fun to talk to.
It's nice to know when the people that you enjoy watching on the TV are also good people.
It is nice to know.
Yeah.
I know that about you now.
Well, thank you.
Not Tyvus, though.
Well, he's all right. It's his birthday. I'm not gonna speak foul of the man on his birthday.
I can't get anything. I can't get a little dig on Tyvus for the birthday. All right, so we know our man is on an amazing trip right now.
Yes,
he's going to see the Winter Olympics and hang out in several different spots and touring the Italian countryside.
He's got some food tours.
Food tours, walking food tours.
Yeah.
We know that the trip to Florence was going to be happening. We talked earlier today about the situation with the Winter Olympics and we have a doctor that spoke up that can attest to the transgressions that are going on with the ski jumpers.
The injections.
Yeah, with the injections and all that. Maybe he's going to get an injection or something when he's out there. Let's check in with AI Common Man.
Yeah, Common Man here from Italy.
Just want to apologize to everyone back home for leaving the good, clean boy in charge for an entire week. At least Joshua Perry is here to class up the joint. Thank you, Joshua. You'll be happy to know that I've been stuffing myself with fine Italian foods ever since I landed. The freshest pasta, the tastiest pizzas, and the cured meats here. Dear God, the salami Milanos are so delicious. Ooh, I like to say salami Milano. By the way, there hasn't been a Gabby Thomas sighting yet, although you guys will probably hear about that on the news if there is a sighting, because a restraining order will likely immediately follow. We did hop on a train today to head down to Florence, and I gotta tell you, these things are fast. This sucker goes over 155 miles per hour, baby. Mess you up. There was also a guy sitting across the aisle that I swear was a combo of Dom and Urban Meyer. Anyway, I almost forgot. A coach claiming to be in charge of the U.S. ski jumping team named Jackie Birdfeather or something tried to recruit me. He said he's never seen such a gigantic sacky region in his life. Said I'd fly like a missile.
Thank you, Common Man. I appreciate
fly
you.
Fly like a missile.
Fly like a missile.
Oh my gosh.
To the sea. Let my spirit carry me. So, looking at some Robert Duvall movies here, and a lot of these, I forgot that he was in The Natural, the baseball movie.
Yeah, Teddy, he kept harassing.
Was he a reporter?
He was a reporter that kept trying to find the backstory on.
He's got a
Robert
lot of,
Redford's character.
That's
yeah.
right. Yeah, he got a lot of these roles where he's not the lead guy, and of course, like Godfather 1, Godfather 2, Tom Hagen was the name.
Tom Hagen.
Tom yeah. Hagen Godfather. Was his name in The Godfathers. Network is one of his hits from 1976. The Great Santini. I didn't see that one.
Still waiting. There's one that was
Apocalypse
funny.
Now.
Apocalypse
that's
Now.
That's not funny.
No. That's
it's been
yeah.
a long time since I've seen Apocalypse Now. And
Brando.
I'm having a hard time place Robert Duvall in that movie.
No, he was the guy that was in charge of the.
He's not the main character, right? Because you got Brando. No, who's the other?
No, he was in charge of the helicopters. I can't think of what they're called. The
helicopters,
the Hueys or whatever that were.
Okay,
and they had the
you
call
just
the,
say chopper.
They call the Valkyries and everything. And he goes and he's like, I love the smell of napalm in the morning. Smells like victory.
Oh, that's a great line.
Yeah, and they want to go surfing and everything. And he's talking about the waves and everything. Yeah.
He's in To Kill a Mockingbird. Okay. Oh, yeah. This is T-Bone mentioned this movie to me no more than a month ago. I would actually put it on the list. It's a Michael Douglas movie. Michael Douglas is the main guy. It's called Falling Down.
Oh, yeah.
It's basically just about a dude who wakes up and his whole life falls apart all in that day.
Never seen it.
Michael Douglas just has a breaking point. And Robert Duvall, he's got to be second billing. Like, he's the main cop that's trying to chase him down, crack the case, hunt him down. So that's pretty good. John Q is up here in his top 15 movies.
It's a great movie.
With Denzel there.
He did a movie with Will Ferrell you haven't mentioned yet.
Kicking and Screaming.
Yes.
With Mike Ditka.
I will not watch a movie with Will Ferrell.
But Robert Duvall, his character in it is just fantastic.
He's great. Yeah. If you liked Four Christmases and Robert Duvall's character in that,
it's very similar.
It's kind of along the same line of just being a really, really awful father.
Yeah.
I saw The Judge. That was 2014. The Judge was with him and Robert Downey Jr. So RDJ is the main guy there. He's a guy that like goes back home to his Indiana town, and dad was the big shot judge and just like hates what his son became, and they try to get back together again.
How far down the list are you right now?
I'm pretty far down. He was in the original True Grit in 1969, Sling Blade with Billy Bob. I don't think I saw Sling Blade, but I know that was a hit. Crazy Heart with Jeff Bridges. He was in that. He was in Jack Reacher. That's right, Teddy.
Yeah, Jack
the
Reacher.
The Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah. He helped him out at the...
Didn't he run the gun range?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we've just named a lot of Robert Duvall movies now.
R.I.P.
I'm sure we're not going to watch any of those tonight. Hey, I saw Jamar Chase was in the news. He's a good Fabletics wearer, just like myself. I think he's like their main brand ambassador right now. And he has made comments like this already. So he's kind of doubling down right here when he says about the Cincinnati Bengals and missing the playoffs for the third straight season. He said, I mean, everybody pretty much knows what we need. I've said it out in the media. All I got to do is sit back and watch. I can't control that. So all I got to do is control my production. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm just stating my opinion on what I think we need. So, you know, I sit back, let the organization do what they do, and I just got to let my play do the rest. What do you think he's talking about? Because he said basically that same thing in a press conference near the end of the season, but didn't expand on that. It's just sort of message sent to Duke Tobin and the boys and Mike Brown on what we need. Is that about Zach Taylor? Like, get him out of here? Is that build the freaking offensive line?
Is it build a better defense?
Get a safety, for God's sake? I mean, since Jesse Bates left, they have tanked at that position.
There are a few needs that he could be talking about. It's wild to see some of the offensive stars that the Bengals have, right? Like, Ja'Marr Chase, phenomenal. Joe Burrow, phenomenal.
T. Higgins, when phenomenal. He's healthy out there, phenomenal.
And the idea that, like, all of these guys have basically expressed frustration with the construction of the team or the coaching staff or whatever it might be, it's a very weird spot. I don't know how it's tenable much longer for these guys to.
He's talking about the defense.
He has to be.
It's the defense in general, and they suck.
Yeah,
I mean, absolutely suck.
Chase Brown, when he went off about it as like a young dude in the league, it was kind of like, this is real bad.
No kidding.
Like,
right?
I'm
never condoning that to come out there in the middle of the season and publicly blast teammates, but
I'm 50-50 on it.
How many times do you have to, you know, score 30 points and lose a football game?
I think you can blast people like that if you've done it in the locker room. I think you can say that. And I'm also never going to be super mad at a person for being authentic and real in front of a mic, because we ask athletes to try to do that.
I'm okay.
Everybody knows it's a problem.
I do know it's a problem. I think it's different when we say it than when teammates say it about each other.
But, as long as they said it to the guys before stepping in front of the mic, I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Here's my other thing. If you don't see effort, if guys say one thing and then their actions do another and it starts costing you football games when we are all trying to work together collectively as a team, and if you are just for no apparent reason, you're getting paid, you know, a fair salary or even more than fair. I mean, most of us are all millionaires around here. And if I don't think that you are doing your best and your actions are different than what your words are, then I got no problem with that. I got no problem with that at all, to go and call that out and try to put a stop to that.
I just don't know how long you can have a locker room where half of the team feels like the other half isn't up to par, and that's a locker room that people can walk into and be productive every day.
This is what you get. You get a team that has some transcendent talent on one side of the ball, and they're being completely wasted.
Wasted.
It's tragic.
Wasted.
It really is, because Joe Burrow we know he has his injury issues anyway, and you have to count your blessings when he's out there and able to perform at a high level, and then you got some crap defense that can't even get you in the fight.
And he's not having fun.
Yeah,
he did
clear some of that.
I know, but I don't like hearing that
about how sometimes you get caught on a bad day and you have to be in a press conference.
You know what's fun is winning.
But you know what?
That's fun. He's not winning. He's not having fun.
You said you liked that authentic look from guys.
Real.
That was authentic from Joe, and that spoke loudly. It sucks around there. They're not doing enough to win.
And I feel like that's a legitimate call to action, because half of your team already has told you, like, this ain't going to work for very much longer.
The back page is coming up next. Joshua Perry is here. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some slowdown on westbound 670 going from 71 to Neal Avenue. You're also looking at slower traffic on northbound 71 on the north side from 670 to 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement?
Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Many friends.
He calls none of them by their actual names.
Let's see, there's Weiss and Bake.
And we can't forget about The Blonde.
Bootsy, Beansy, NBC, Buddy Garrity, Little Mo with a Gimpy Leg, the list never ends.
And then there's First Friday,
which really isn't a Friday at all. He's always the first stop on the Paul Feinbaum apology tour.
Tom Tiberi frequently calls him Babe.
Oh, and there's a lot of conversation about drinky poo.
A lot.
You should probably listen to it, because I'm sure my sales pitch makes no sense. Bishop and Friends, weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan.
I'm Leslie.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
All your favorite fan shows are on YouTube,
along with those fake YouTube ads like Chew This Gum and It Grows New Teeth.
Experience the splendor of Bo sitting in his closet, Timmy Hall's gaudy gold chains, and Matty Ice wearing a coat in 90-degree weather. It's all there.
Head to YouTube and subscribe today.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Anything about the fans contest, how to win, or what's up for grabs, check out 971thefan.com. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Buckeye Roundtable is coming up here at the top of the 6 o'clock hour. Beam does a very fine job. I remember that show very, very well. So he'll have all sorts of stuff from this Buckeye basketball performance. I'm going to play a little teaser from the Jake Diebler show in just a minute. Speaking of basketball, Joshua Perry is with us. Did you watch any of the NBA All-Star festivities over the weekend? I missed everything until last night. When it was game time, I checked some of that out.
Yeah,
well, what'd you say about it?
I watched Celebrity All-Star Game, too gimmicky. I watched some dunks. I feel like that has run its course. We've seen probably most of the cool dunks that we'll get to see, so it just doesn't have the same effect. And then I watched the All-Star Tournament, which I thought was really good. I thought guys were super into it. Like Wemby was into it very early on. The vets did not want to be embarrassed by young guys. The young guys all felt like they had something to prove. So I felt like that was an improved product I would like to see again. I'm not sure how many people made their way over to see it because they're so used to watching uncompetitive All-Star games for the last decade. But it certainly was better than it's been before.
You're saying if I gave it a chance, because I waited till it was done.
Mm-hmm.
I saved everything on the DVR. I went back. I liked how the broadcast opened up.
Yeah.
And there's Bob Costas, happy to be on NBC again, just with a microphone, right? You could tell. He even had a little joke about how long he had been gone from broadcasting on NBC. And they had John Tesh.
Phenomenal.
Tesh in the flesh. Sing it, Teddy. It's got lyrics, don't you know? Oh, it was great. He's there doing the live performance, and he even was like bouncing the basketball.
It was great.
Like he did in that famous YouTube clip that went viral where he's got the mic up to the answering machine. It's all stage, but he's telling everyone how he came up with the idea to write the song. So that was great when they had that there. And game, I thought when the first one tipped off, it went right back to the, oh, let's get every 3-point shot we can, and I'm going to slack off on defense. You're telling me it ramped up stayed watching.
It definitely ramped up. Like, there were some highlights for sure. You had guys shooting deep balls. You had the alley-oops that we all like to see. There were also some great defensive moments. Like, Wemby was in there playing defense like he would in a regular game. He was trying to block every shot. Kawhi Leonard was phenomenal, right? Like, I'm watching this dude, and sometimes I forget.
Oh, still playing.
Well, I wouldn't mind hearing it. But sometimes you forget because the guy's like, always hurt, how good he is. But like, you got to see some of that in a competitive environment. I was a fan.
All right, so Buckeye basketball, they're coming up against Wisconsin. Big home game tomorrow. Beam's going to have some discussion about the loss to Virginia. This was Jake Diebler from the show on what went on there.
We didn't do what we needed to do offensively down the stretch. And that's on us. You know, I think certainly you got to give Virginia credit. They're a really good team. And I think their plan to, you know, wear us down with their press, it bothered us kind of over time. And we really felt that down the stretch. However, there were some things that we can control that we really have done at a pretty good level for, you know, the last few weeks, that we weren't as good execution, little details, things that we've been good at, especially in the game recently, that we weren't as good. That's on us. We watched that. You know, we got to get that better. But that being said, on the other side, I thought our defense was better. It's an area that we've had to continue to work really hard to improve in. And aside from a stretch in the second half where I think they might have had two offensive rebounds in like three possessions or something that they converted on when they were cut the lead, we rebounded against what is one of the better offensive rebounding teams in the country. We rebounded better, which was good because obviously that's been a point of emphasis too. So, yeah, disappointed in the result, but we put ourselves in position with improved defense and good offense really up until the last, you know, 9-10 minutes.
It was another close but no cigar for the Buckeyes. Back page time.
The back page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Oh, to be a student and to get some free stuff. I'm seeing that the first 400 to go to tomorrow's Ohio State-Wisconsin game get an embroidered crew neck, a script Buckeyes crew neck.
I'd take it.
Crew necks are back, man.
I'd take it.
They're back. Like, we got the hoodies, but we got the crew necks, and that's a stylistic look right now. Hey, Joshua, I'll see you tomorrow, buddy.
All righty.
Teddy, thank you so much. Buckeye Roundtable coming up next on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a couple-minute delay on westbound 70 on the west side near Hilliard Rome Road due to that construction, and expect some holdup on westbound 670 between Neal Avenue and I-70. This report is sponsored by Aleve. Life doesn't wait, and neither should you. Aleve can help you deal with pain less throughout your day. With just one pill, Aleve lasts up to 12 hours. Don't let those aches and pains hold you back from doing what's important to you. Use as directed. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Coaches are always looking for extra motivation. Whether it's 86-year-old Lou Holtz, whether it's playing Creed before the game, to galvanize the team.
Yeah.
And I suggested to Ryan Day that Shinedown. Well, first one with fuel, we toss that out.
Yeah, it's a little tough.
Godsmack, fine.
I like Godsmack, a little heavy.
No, that's fine. It's more Boston-y. The Patriots can use Godsmack.
Okay. Can you just think, because Sully Erna is from Boston, right?
Well, have you ever heard him talk? He sounds like Tom Menino. Hey, I'm going to play some music now, John. Go, Pats, go, John.
I'm trying to think of the, oh, yeah. I'm not the one who's too far away, John. You know what I mean?
Right.
Snake bite in your veins. You know what I'm talking about?
It's bad religion from a broken nation, John. Shinedown. Look, Ryan Day standing in front of the team. They're getting ready to play Michigan. He gives his big, fiery, bearded speech, as he always gives.
Yeah.
The world's against us, right? Ohio against the world. Maserati's sitting there with his mouth open, ready to go.
Stop calling him Maserati Marv. It bugs me. We got to stop this. I don't like it.
Jack Bag Cal McCord's sitting there, too. Ryan Day finishes the speech. And then, yes! Yes! All right, Spotify's going to kick us off. We can't play more of the song.
I know. They just run out of the tunnel. It's great. Yeah, I know. That's what we need, though. We need that.
Shine Down.
Shine Down. That's your band. Ohio State, now you know.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.